Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kevler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a great holiday. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ, for some Tri-City Storm hockey. The Storm had a 12-day break, but they're back in action tonight in Omaha to face the Omaha Lancers at the Ralston Arena, 27th game of the 2013-14 season here on the Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City with an overall record of 8-16-2. Coming into the break, they had two consecutive wins and three out of their last four, a sweep of the Youngstown Phantoms, and the Storm with a lot of momentum going into that break. 12 days later, here we are in Omaha to face the Lancers, the number one team in the USHL. The Lancers with 20 wins already this season, a total of 43 points. They are atop the USHL standings, number one in the Western Conference and number one in the race for the Anderson Cup. And these two teams have met five times already this season. Tonight will be meeting number six. The Storm are 0-5 against this Lancer team that has been so good early on. Thanks for joining us here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm in the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. The Storm had the chance to go home, spend some time with their families during the Christmas break, and they all came back into town yesterday, had a practice last night, had a morning skate this morning at the Viero Event Center, except for one player who was a little bit late making it back, and that was Jacob Johansson, the goaltender for the Storm. Johansson did not get into Omaha until this afternoon. Safe to say, a little bit of a jet lag on Johansson coming all the way from Stockholm, and he will not play tonight. In fact, the Storm will start Hayden Levine, and they'll also have an emergency situation with Max Prodzik serving as the emergency backup. Prodzik is an affiliate player for the Storm. He was selected in the 15th round of the 2013 USHL Phase 2 draft, a native of Andover, Massachusetts, 6'2", 150 pounds. Prodzik, a 1997 birth year, plays for the Brooks School in Massachusetts Prep School League, and he's going to get a chance to suit up here tonight and back up Hayden Levine. Levine will get the start for Tri-City, and he'll be going against another Hayden, Hayden Hockey. Hockey's done very well for the Lancers this season. He's 1-7 of his 8 starts, and he's defeated the Storm a few times as well. Goals against average of 2.10 with a save percentage of 92% for Hayden Hockey, who will be in between the pipes tonight for the Omaha Lancers. The Storm have been led by their top-line center, Joel L'Esperance. L'Esperance has been unbelievable in his last few games. He's the reigning two-time USHL Forward of the Week. L'Esperance, in his last four games, has now scored a total of 9 goals. 4 against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, a hat trick against the Youngstown Phantoms on the first night, last Friday, December 13th, and then 2 goals against the Phantoms on December 14th. 9 goals in L'Esperance's last 4 games. He has been the key to the Tri-City Storm's offensive attack here over the last few weeks, and he looks to recover what he's had before break, come back after break very strong, and give the Storm what they need here this weekend. First, it'll be Omaha here tonight at the Ralston Arena, and tomorrow night, the Storm will come back to the Viero Event Center and take on the Sioux Falls Stampede on Toy Story Night at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break, come back with your starting lineups in the Coach's Corner in just a few moments here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Ralston Arena. Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Omaha Lancers. Sixth meeting of the season between these two teams. And Coach Jim Holton has not seen all of those meetings, but he's seen the Lancers a few times, and he gave us a good idea of what the Storm need to do to get a win here tonight. It's the Coach's Corner featuring Jim Holton right here on the Breeze.
Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Coach's Corner, Tri-City Storm. Back from their winter break, and the first weekend here back is first in the Omaha Lancers building the Ralston Arena, and then tomorrow night it'll be back to the Viero Event Center to face the Sioux Falls Stampede. And Coach, this is a very long break. I don't know if you've ever dealt with this long of a break before. Any concerns when you have this many days away from the team like the guys have had?
Well, I think the only thing that levels the playing field is it's the same for everybody. So we talked briefly this morning at our skate that in tonight's game, whichever team can find their game and their structure quickest is probably going to be most successful. And it is a little bit unprecedented for everybody, but I liked our commitment with our group. We sent them out a fitness program and had daily conversations, communication with them via email and text, and the kids really seem to buy into the fitness program, so we're hoping the dividend pays on the ice.
Now, you've talked a lot about structure, and you just mentioned it there. You've talked about a lot about Omaha's structure. You've seen them a few times, and you've talked about how what they do well as a team. What do you have to do here to get over the hump against this team?
Well, I think we just have to stick with it. And I said to the guys in our pregame meeting, it's like playing chess tonight. It's not checkers, it's chess. It's going to be two teams that stress structure and whoever stays with their game. And I think we have to pick some keys to our game. We have to establish a forecheck early tonight. We continue to harp on shooting the puck more. Last time in here, we only had 22 shots. We have to give ourselves a chance to win the game by outshooting our opponent, by taking fewer penalties than they do, winning the faceoff circles, all those details that add up to the big puzzle.
You mentioned the fitness program that you had. You've skated twice now, last night. This morning you had a morning skate. How did the guys look, and what are the things that you stressed in that morning skate?
Well, we had a quick tempo skate last night because obviously we hadn't been together as a group in 10 or 12 days, so it was more or less a non-thinking pace, tempo to get the heart rate up. And today we did the opposite. We did a lot of walkthroughs of our systems just to get our structure back. We hit on D-zone. We worked a bit on our forecheck. And so, again, I think the message was, as we talked about earlier, is that we need to get that structure back ASAP. And I think both teams will be in the same boat. You know, it could make for a bit of an ugly skill type of game tonight when you've had that long off, but that might do to our favor on the road here.
Last time out, weekend series with Youngstown, probably the best weekend of the year for the team as a whole, getting 4 points. You had some leaders emerging, really just a positive weekend. How do you build on that going into this weekend?
Well, I think just the good feelings. And what we did, we showed them our stats from our last five games. You know, and then they're pretty impressive. We've averaged over 30 shots a game. Most importantly, we've averaged, I think, 28 shots against in those games. We've scored 3.6 goals a game in that five-game bracket and given up three. So all those stats give yourselves a chance to win games. And that's what we said to them. We can't guarantee if you do these things you're going to win every night. But over the course of a season, if you do these things continually, you're going to win a lot more than you lose. So I think we're feeling good about ourselves. I think it was important that they saw the fruits of their labor in terms of some wins. And everybody left on a good note. And now we can pick up feeling good about ourselves and hopefully carry into the second half.
No Jacob Johansson in net tonight. Coming back a little bit late here from break. Little jet lag, a long flight back. Hayden Levine gets the start in between the pipes. That's part of the momentum last weekend as Jacob kind of came in and helped earn those wins for you guys. What's the key with Hayden in net tonight?
Well, I think with Hayden, just like anybody coming in, he's got to have confidence. And when Hayden is confident, he's playing big. He's obviously a big body, but sometimes when goalies lose their confidence, they tend to shrink back in the net a little bit. I'd like to see him out at the top of his blue crease tonight and handling the puck and being square. I think back to the first game he played under my regime was at the USA, and he was terrific. Pucks were hitting him in the crest, and that meant he was sharp on his angles, and I think that's what we need of him tonight.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here in the Coach's Corner before tonight's game with the Omaha Lancers. Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared. Excited to get going again.
Zandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Chaffron back here at the Ralston Arena during the Viero Wireless pregame show. Fans, tonight we got a new segment presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm. It's the Behind Enemy Lines, presented by the Best Western Plus. And we will take a look at one player from the opposing team, go behind enemy lines, check out who you should keep an eye on here tonight as the Storm go up against the Lancers. Tonight's behind enemy lines is Tyler Vessel, number 23. Vessel for Omaha has been fantastic this season. He leads the USHL in goal scoring right in front of Joel Esperance. He's got 22 goals this year in 27 games. He has a plus 27 rating, 6 power play goals, 2 shorthanded goals, and 4 game-winning goals. He leads the team with 87 shots on net. Tyler Vessel, when you need a goal, he's been the guy for Omaha, and he scored a few times in big situations against the Storm this season. Going behind enemy lines, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Let's take a look at the starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. First, the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. Coming into this one, 8-16-2, the overall record. Sixth place in the USHL's Western Conference. The Storm will start Garrett Gomez, Joel Esperance, and Christian Horn. That top line that's been working well together. Gomez on the left wing, where is number 13, 6'1", 175 pounds, out of Chino Hills, California. 2 goals and 9 assists for Gomez, equal 11 points this season, and he's committed to Denver University. Joel Esperance at the center, number 27. What can't you say about Big Joel? He's been hot, 9 goals in his last 4 games. Two-time USHL Forward of the Week. 6'2", 175 pounds from Brighton, Michigan. Lesperance in 26 games has 18 goals and 7 assists for 25 points in 26 games. He's committed to Michigan Tech. On the right wing, it's number 21, Christian Horn. Horn is 5'11", 180 pounds out of Plymouth, Minnesota. He played most recently for the University of Minnesota. 6 goals and 9 assists for 15 points for Christian Horn on the right wing. On defense, number 6, Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the left defense, 5'11", 175 pounds. Native of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. 3 assists this season in 25 games. He's committed to Penn State. And on the right defense, number 5, Nolan Glukowski. 6', 185 pounds. Out of Wixom, Michigan, Glukowski. 13 assists in 25 games. And he's committed to St. Lawrence. He's also the captain of this Storm team. In net for the Tri-City Storm, number 41, Hayden Levine. Levine, 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. 8 games this season, the goals against average of 4.19, and a save percentage of 88%. He's committed to the University of Michigan. Jacob Johansson is a scratch tonight, as I came in late from the airport here in Omaha, and it'll be Max Prodzik who gets the emergency backup duty tonight. He'll wear number 1 out of Andover, Massachusetts, and he's 6'2", 150 pounds. Scratches for the Storm, Kyle Eastman, Nick Hutchison, Joey DiBenedetto, and Cutler Martin. Same scratches we had before the break ended. And that's your lineup for the Storm, coached by head coach Jim Holton, assistants J.B. Bittner, Eric Largent, and Eric Blaze. Now let's look at the starting lineup here for the Omaha Lancers. Lancers, 20 wins, 43 points, lead the USHL in the standings. They'll start their top line of Jake Randolph on the left wing, number 13. Randolph, 5'9", 170 pounds, out of Duluth, Minnesota, committed to UNO. And Tyler Vessel, just talked about him in the behind enemy lines, where's number 23, he's at the center. 5'11", 180 pounds out of Rochester, Minnesota. Also committed to UNO, leading the USHL in goals with 22. Gage Huff on the right wing out of Omaha, Nebraska, wears number 12, 6'2", 200 pounds for Huff. On defense, number 5, Steve Johnson. Johnson, 6', 185 pounds out of Excelsior, Minnesota. And he will head to the University of Minnesota, wears number 5 on the left defense, Steve Johnson. And on the right defense is number 6, Tucker Pullman. Pullman, 6'2", 190 pounds out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. He's headed to the University of North Dakota next year. He's NHL Reinser to the Winnipeg Jets, was drafted this past summer. And Hayden Hawkey gets the start in net for Omaha. He's number 1, 6'2", 175 pounds out of Parker, Colorado. Hawkey is 7-1 this season with a goal against average of 2.1 and a save percentage of 92%. We will take a break here for the national anthem at the Ralston Arena. Come back with the drop of the puck and your 3 keys to victory, presented by New West Sports Medicine, right here on the Breeze 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
For 3 generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Just about ready to go here, the Tri-City Storm. And the Omaha Lancers will drop the puck for the sixth time this season. Let's get you tonight's New West Sports Medicine, three keys to victory. New West is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three keys to victory here for the Storm tonight. Kind of a strong game in net from their goaltender, Hayden Levine. Gets the start coming out of break with Johansson coming in late from the airport. And it's a big game for Levine. He's got a chance here against the Lancers. Prove the needs to get some more starts here. And, you know, we really talked to Jim Holton before the game. And he said he's got to be big. He's got to be at the top of the crease, getting out, cutting off angles, and being, you know, using his size to have a good game here for Hayden Levine, getting the start in net. Storm also need to continue getting production from their top line. Les Barrance, Christian Horn, and Garrett Gomez. Those three have really been clicking over the last few games. It'll be big if they can continue to score and continue to propel this offense here over the next couple weeks, continuing to give the Storm that offensive propelling scoring that they've had. Finally, they got to get some contributions from other players as well. Storm need to make sure that other guys get worked into the offense. Last game, back at the Vieira Event Center on the 14th of December, you saw Patrick Curry get some action, but you really saw Drew Mayer, Chase Berger, and Austin Pogansky. Those three guys had a very, very nice puck possession, and they were able to get a goal. Pogansky scores a goal, and that was a big difference in the game there late in the third period. A huge goal from that line, that propelled the Storm to victory. They're going to need the same thing here tonight against an Omaha Lancers team that allows just two goals per game. The defense, number one in the USHL, they only allow two goals a game, and it's going to be huge for the Storm here, trying to get something going on offense against a tough Lancer team. Lancers tonight, right now, are honoring a Lancer legend here as it's a special night. It's Moto McLean Appreciation Night here for the Lancers. Moto McLean, a very influential figure in hockey in Nebraska, originally played for the Omaha Knights, and he's been the honorary general manager of the Omaha Lancers since the team's inception. Really a guy who knows a lot about the game of hockey and has been very influential with hockey in Nebraska. They're saluting him here tonight, and was told by Storm President Greg Shea earlier today that Moto was actually at the opening press conference to start the Tri-City Storm team back in 2000 in Kearney. Came all the way to Kearney, made the trip here, and he was there saluting the Storm when they began their franchise back in 2000. So a ceremony going on right now at the Ralston Arena honoring Moto McLean, a legend here for Omaha hockey, and a guy who a lot of people look up to around here. When they talk about hockey in Omaha, they talk about Moto McLean. So it's a little bit of a ceremony here going on at Ralston Arena as they're saluting Moto on the ice here at center ice. They had a ceremonial puck drop, and everybody, the two teams are at their benches right now as the Lancers are putting on this ceremony here, getting ready to go on the Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin here with you in the sixth matchup of the season between the Tri-City Storm and the Omaha Lancers. The Lancers have won the first five matchups. They're looking to get another 2 points here tonight. Tri-City looking to continue their little bit of a winning streak. Won their last two games on December 13th and 14th against Youngstown, and then also won against Cedar Rapids back on December 7th, so it's been three wins in four tries for the Tri-City Storm. Celebration concluding here, saluting Moto McLean, a hockey icon in the state of Nebraska. And we are ready to go here, getting ready to go. The Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial, wearing their purple uniforms tonight, purple road uniforms, white helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back, purple socks for the Tri-City Storm. And again, they'll go from right to left. Lancers in their home whites. White helmets, black lettering and numbering on the back for the Lancers. A little orange trim on there as well. And they'll go from left to right on your radio dial. Hayden Hockey against Hayden Levine. Two Haydens for each team here. And set to go. Get this first period started here in Omaha. Opening faceoff, Tyler Vessel, Joel Esperance. We're getting set to go, and now we're ready. Puck is dropped. Storm win the opening faceoff, and they have possession. Glukowski had a bank off a Lancer skate. Got it back over to Kevin Kerr. Now a cross-ice pass. Got it to Gomez. Garrett Gomez shovels it in to the Lancer end. Christian Horner out of chase around the far side. And now it's played for Lesperance. A sharp angle shot deflected away by Hockey. And the Lancers start forward here. Huff on the near side. In the neutral ice, Huff gets it back on a give and go with Randolph. Lesperance takes it away. And now Gomez has it forward for Christian Horn on the near side. Horn into the zone to the center. Couldn't get a shot off. It was slapped away by Vessel. Vessel controls. Plays it down low to Nicholas Foline, who will start forward. Foline, the defenseman for the Lancers. Got it forward for Huff, who chips it in deep. Luca Frigo charging for it. Loose puck in the center. Was knocked away by Nolan Abel. And now it's down low for Ryan Tate. Tate in the far side corner. Got it forward. It's taken away by Wilkie. Nice pass on the far side for Lebowski. A little far away from him. Lebowski got it and chipped it in deep. Joe Schult back to get it. And it's banked up to the top. It's Torrey Dello on the point. Now to Sear to the center. And a chance for Lebowski. Put it on the side of the net. Wilkie tried to throw it in front for Abel. Good work here from that line early on. So Sear keeps it in. Down low, Lebowski. Lebowski to the center for Abel. He couldn't get a shot off. And now it's banked out of the zone. Nice shift there by Wilkie. Abel as well as Lebowski. Dello flips the one in deep to the Lancer end. Icing waved off. Played around the near side by Nelson. And here come the Lancers. They chip it in deep to the Storm end. Hines got it in deep. Levine got it on the near side. It was intercepted and kept in the zone, and now we get a stoppage. It's moved with a hand pass by the Lancers, and we get a stoppage. Our first stoppage of the game, 18-19 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Faceoff will come outside of the Storm end, and Berger will take the draw for Tri-City here against Anthony Angelo. Faceoff won by Tri-City is Schultz. Leaves it for Sean Lang. Berger got it forward into the zone. It's Poganski. Poganski to the center, and it was knocked away. Another chance in front of the doorstep. Couldn't put it home. Drew Mayer had the opportunity. Now Schultz with a shot that's blocked wide. Berger down low in the corner. Got it up the wall to Mayer. Now Schultz. Cross-ice pass to Lang on the far side. Bouncing puck. Lang got it in deep on the far side wall. Berger takes a shove. Settles it down. Berger strong on the puck. Got it down low to Mayer. Mayer jukes around one man to the net. Got it taken off his stick. Keeps it down low. Loose puck. Picked up by Henderson for Omaha. Wrapped around the near side wall to the top of the zone. And it's out. Allworth trying to keep it in for a second. And it's sent down the ice by Angelo. Another good shift by Tri-City. Couple opportunities there. Kevin Kerr with possession. And now it's Sean Lang. Lang forward to Allworth. Allworth in his own end playing with it now. He tries to carry it out. Now leaves it for Kevin Kerr. And now back to Lang. Lang got it forward. It's chipped at the top of the blue line, not into the zone. And now it's poked into the zone, but it's on the stick of Steve Johnson. Johnson on the near side for Tucker Pullman in Omaha. Pullman to neutral ice, throws it all the way down. Icing is whistled on the Lancers. So about 3 minutes into this game here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Scoreless game, but Tri-City has had the better of the play early on. Definitely have the energy here and rolling all four lines. Storm go back to the top line here for Joel Esperance to take this draw against Brian Williams. Fourth line center for the Lancers. Esperance wins it. Sincere fakes on a shot. Put it down low. Goes behind the net. Horn trying to dig it out, but it's taken there by Austin Pooley. And now Brian Williams got it to neutralize. Picked back up by Sincere. Down low to Dello. Dello cross ice pass. Gomez picks it up. Gomez into the zone. Gomez took a shot that's deflected high and wide. Lesperance picks it up on the far side. Takes a hit from Tucker Pullman. Got moved up the wall to Randolph. Now to Gage Huff. As Huff moves forward, he's got speed. Now neutral ice. Huff over the line. A Vessel with a shot. Save Levine. Rebound. Score. It's Jake Randolph who puts it home and it's 1-0 Lancers. Randolph's 13th of the season, and this top line for Omaha continues to go. Initial shot taken by Vessel. Huff and Vessel with assists. Randolph scores his 13th of the year, and that's one that Levine probably wants back. It's a good shot from the outside by Vessel. Levine makes the save, but the rebound's wide open in front. So not only Levine wants it back, but the Storm defense gets beaten to the puck by Randolph. The one man who was there was Christian Horn, but he couldn't get back in time. And Randolph scores 3.5 minutes into the game. It's 1-0 Lancers, and they have the lead. And Coach Jim Holton, after such a positive start for his team, not happy on the Storm bench. As Randolph makes him pay, 1-0 Omaha early on. Resume play, Lancers have the puck. It's Jimmy Schulte back in his end. Schulte around the near side wall. Big hit by Kevin Kerr there on Tate. Foline has it in the near side corner. Intercepted by Lebowski. Shot from Wilkie's deflected wide of the net. Now Lebowski gets it back. Down low, it's going to be Nolan Abel. And it's moved around the far side corner. Abel gets it back. Abel dumps it down low. Foline on the back wall picks it back up. Foline to the center. It's taken back by Forsbacka Carlson. And here come the Lancers in onside. Tate on the far side. Frigo to Forsbacka Carlson. It's knocked away in the center by Kerr. And now it's Lebowski on the near side. Wilkie. Wilkie just shovels it in. Can't get it in deep, but goes for a change. Nelson on the near side for Huff. Takes a hit by Schulte. Lancers go right back to the top line here after they score that goal. Vessel in the far side. Up top. Connor Light kept it in, knocked down by Sean Lang, chipped it out of the zone. And now the puck's out of play. Nice job by Sean Lang to dive and get that puck out of the zone successfully. And the stoppage comes as the puck was in neutral ice, so 15-22 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. We got a 1-0 lead for the Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze 94.5. Jake Randolph, the goal scorer, leading the USHL in scoring. It's his 13th goal of the season and his 48th point of the year for Omaha. Storm win the faceoff, get it into the Omaha end as Angelo starts forward, intercepted by Aldworth. McMurphy got it back, chipped away, bouncing puck taken by the Lancers. Here they come with a 2-on-2. Henderson in the zone, flips it to Hines. Hines to the center, can't get a shot off, it went wide. Now Pat Curry in the near side for Tri-City. Took a hit and moved it to Sean Lang. Lang behind the net, trying to chip it away. It was stolen by Hines. Behind the net, Schulte. Schulte shoving Hines off the puck. McMurphy picks it up. Nice pass to Aldworth. Aldworth here on the near side. Moves it ahead for Curry. Couldn't get it in deep. Schulte was tangled up with Hines behind the play. Hines tagged up. And now on the near side, Cecilia. Big hit there by Angelo on Schulte. Team's trading some big hits. Fans are into it here early on in Omaha with their team leading 1-0. Levine able to stop it behind the net and get it to Schulte. Jalen Schulte on the near side, and now Horn finds L'Esperance in neutral ice. Got it in deep. Hawkey sticks it away. Moved on the near side by Pullman. Out of the zone. Picked back up by L'Esperance in neutral ice. Dello in his own end. On the near side, Cecere. Cecere. Fan on a pass. Turned it over. Here's Louis Rowe with a 2-on-1. Rowe with a shot. Save Hayden. Rebound loose, and they score. Louis Rowe and Brian Williams combine to get the goal. And the Storm were upset. They were celebrating in Levine's crease. Dello and Cecere shoving Lancers players after the goal. And the teams get together. Lancers, they score the goal right on the doorstep, and they celebrate it in the Storm crease. And the Storm were not happy about it. Louis Rowe and Brian Williams right there. We'll see on the replay who can get the goal. I think it's going to be Williams who shoves it in. And Rowe stood on the doorstep. Yeah, it's Williams who scores it. So for Williams, it's his third goal of the season. But after the play, Louis Rowe was perched on the doorstep celebrating. Levine didn't like it. He gave him a shove. Cecere came in to shove a man. Dello wasn't happy. He was shoving as well. Cecere into the box for Tri-City, and they'll bring Louis Rowe as well. So it looks like it's going to be coincidentals after a Lancer goal. And I got to tell you, the Storm have not registered a shot on net. They're down 2-0, 6 minutes in this game. But overall, structurally, they have played the way they want to play. It's just the only two opportunities the Lancers have had have gone past Hayden Levine, and Levine has not looked very good here. The first shot that he saw, he made the save on. The rebound came right out in front of the crease. The Lancers scored, and then the second time they came with pressure, they scored again. Yeah, they were pretty much celebrating on top of Hayden Levine there, and that's what caused the skirmish. The Lancers win the faceoff, get it in deep, and now it's moved around the far side. We'll see if that skirmish there at the end sparks some fire under this Tri-City team as they take the puck. Lebowski flipped it into the zone. In deep for Nolan Abel. Cecere with one of the penalties. And Louis Rowe, the other. Both players, I think, for unsportsmanlike conduct here after the goal. Storm get it out of their end. Here's Wilkie with a lot of speed on the far side. Wilkie into the zone. Threw it to the center. Nobody there, though. And now here come the Lancers once again. It's Vessel into the zone. Vessel to the center. Gets held up by Schultz. Penalty call. Jalen Schultz will go for a trip. Could have been a hold as well. And it'll be the first power play of the night for the Lancers. They got the third-ranked power play unit in the USHL, converting at over 20%. And Schultz is in the box for 2 minutes. It's 2-0 Lancers. And they have a 2-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm here. 14 minutes left in the opening period. And I still want to stress, structurally, the Storm have had some good pressure. They've done what they've wanted to do. And I think some of these lines especially have worked pretty well. But they haven't gotten a shot on net. And the chances that the Lancers have had have gone in on Hayden Levine. And Levine got to keep his head up here. There's still tons of time left in this game. You're down by 2 goals, but there's still plenty of time left. And the last thing you want to do is get your head down if you're Levine and the Storm, because they've been doing so many positive things. 13-14 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period, but the Storm trail 2-0 on goals by Jake Randolph and Brian Williams. Faced off for the Lancers, a shot on Levine. He makes the save and hangs on. And even there, when the shot comes right into his chest, he's not completely sure of himself. Definitely some second guessing going on for Hayden Levine right now. It's a packed crowd here in Omaha at the Ralston Arena. And early on, it's been all Lancers with a 2-0 lead. And a faceoff won by the Lancers once again, but out of the zone and all the way down to their own end. As Folien has it, Poganski with some deep pressure on the forecheck. Got it to Schultz now in the neutral zone. Got past Kurt. Levine goes out to get it. He banks it off the near side wall. Not out, though. As Folien keeps it in. Down low to Luca Frigo on the near side. Frigo up top. Schultz to Folien keeps it in. Folien on the far side. Point with Berger on him. Finds Schultz. Down low it goes to Tate. It's poked away, but right back up to Folien. Now down low again. It's Forsbacher Carlson. Folien keeps it in on the line. Shot was blocked. Rebound out of the zone. Stormer on the penalty kill here. Minute 12 to go in the Schultz tripping penalty. Nice job there by Tri-City and not allowing many shots through. The Lancers send it all the way for icing here. So another Lancer miscue, and Storm will take the offensive zone faceoff with a minute and 3 seconds remaining. And the penalty to Jalen Schultz for tripping, the first power play opportunity for either side here tonight. The GNC penalty kill for the Storm. Faceoff won by the Lancers. They have the puck in their own end. It's taken by Folien behind the net. Folien moves forward. Got it to Randolph. Randolph on the near side. Vessel got it into the Storm end, but not deep in the Lang. Sends it all the way down. Nice work there by Sean Lang. 45 seconds remaining here in the GNC penalty kill. Tucker Pullman got it forward to Randolph into the zone. On the far side, Dello, first man there, chipped it into the corner. Taken, though, by Vessel. Vessel up top for Pullman. Now on the near side, Steve Johnson. Got it down low. Deflection over to Randolph. Randolph takes it on the goal line. Stops on the wall. Half wall. Center over to Vessel. Shot in the center, and Huff couldn't get a piece. Now it's up top for Johnson. Over to the far side, Pullman. Now down low, Vessel. On the far side, Pullman. To the center, takes a shot, went wide, rebound loose. Final seconds here of the GNC penalty kill. Loose puck for Gomez, and he gets it out of the zone. We're back to even strength. 2-0 Lancer lead, 11 minutes to go in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Pullman with it deep in his own end, takes a hit from McMurphy, moves it to Steve Johnson. Pounded from behind by Aldworth, turns it over to in neutral ice to Glukowski. Glukowski on the far side, got it in deep. Going to get it is McMurphy against Johnson. On the far side, Curry comes in to help. Angelo pries it free for Tucker Pullman here for Omaha, but nice job by Curry and McMurphy. Curry gets it back. Up top, Glukowski takes a shot, missed the net wide. Good screen in front by McMurphy there, but just missed the net on Glukowski's shot. And now it's kept in by Kevin Kerr, but it was deflected out of the zone. Glukowski to the red line, flipped it back in, deflected in on net. Hockey steers it aside, Storm tag up, and now it's moved by Hines. Hines on the near side. Gets away from a hit from Schultz, and now Glukowski had it forward, got it to Curry. Nice pass for Wilkie. Chris Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie with a couple moves gets dragged down, penalty coming. But the play will continue as Nolan Abel takes a big hit, continues to control the puck, and now it's touched up. Another nice shift by those three. Lebosky, Wilkie, and Abel really looking good early on the night. Very, very well moving the puck. And that time, Wilkie with an in-and-out move drew a power play. Connor Light will head to the box for 2 minutes, dragging down Wilkie. And the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2-0 Lancers here in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store, or on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm and the Century 21 Power Play. 10:06 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 2-0 deficit. Two goals for the Lancers early on to Jake Randolph and Brian Williams. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lesperance got it to Glukowski. Now Sasir on the near side. Sasir up top, Glukowski fakes on a shot. Back to Sasir. Sasir swings it to Glukowski. Takes a shot, was blocked. Rebound loose, picked back up by Glukowski. He holds it on the left point. Glukowski to the net. Stops. Sasir left it for Horn on the right circle. Horn back across to Glukowski. Glukowski shoots. Save made by Hockey. Nice shot by Glukowski. Destined for the top right corner. And Hayden Hockey makes a nice glove save on a good look from Glukowski. Read it through traffic. Poganski with the screen. And Hockey ducked under Poganski and made a great glove save. Really nice save there. Storm win the faceoff to resume the power play. Sasir has it at the top. Sasir fakes in a shot to Horn. Back to Sasir. Finds Glukowski. Lesperance back to Horn. Horn, wait, shoot, score! Christian Horn puts it home. It's a Century 21 power play goal. And the Storm are on the board with 9:30 remaining in the first. Christian Horn. Really nice look from Horn as he found to the top of the left circle, took his time, used the screen, and put it home. Seventh goal of the season for Horn. Poganski, a great screen in front, and Horn beat Hockey. Poganski may have touched it in front, but right now we're going to give it to Christian Horn until we find out of a deflection later. Curry and Huff jostling at the faceoff circle here as we resume play, and Curry wearing a cage, so he will not drop the gloves. However, some physicality there from Huff. Mayer lost his stick. We'll do give the goal there to Christian Horn. Omaha was offside as they came into the zone but did not touch up, and now it's carried by Glukowski. Nice pass on the near side. Mayer. Mayer can't get there, but now he gets a turnaround shot. Get the puck back from Nelson and a save made by Hockey. Storm have solved Hayden Hockey. A big hit on the far side and a penalty whistled. Randolph took the hit. And the penalties whistled here to Patrick Curry for Tri-City. So just as the Storm, it's a head contact call on Curry. Just as the Storm got their first goal of the night and cut the lead in half, they're headed back to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. So a penalty to Patrick Curry for head contact. Storm get it out of the zone. Here's Lebowski into the zone. He stops on the far side, got it to McMurphy. And it was touched with a high stick. But now it's out of the zone, they say. No high stick call. So a shot in on net, saved by Hawkey. Nice job by McMurphy with the steal. Here's McMurphy to the center. Lebowski and a save made by Hawkey. Nice opportunity and nice work by McMurphy and Lebowski to get the opportunity shorthanded. 30 seconds gone by. A turnover here. A shot. Save Levine. Levine turned it over and got back in the net to make the save as he lost it behind the net. Now it's Johnson with a shot blocked by Lebowski. Randolph on the near side to the center. Hit off the skate of Vessel. Knocked around the far side, but not out as Poolman has it at the center. Down low, it's Randolph on the right circle. Randolph to the center. Nice move to Vessel. Vessel down low on the doorstep. Shot. Save Levine. And it's out of play in the netting. Hayden Levine is in the game now after letting up two early goals. Made a couple big saves there, including getting back in the net after turning over the puck and making a huge save on the Lancers. Goal for the Storm. Credit to Christian Horn on the power play. Assists have been given to Lesperance and Glukowski. Time of the goal, 10 minutes and 30 seconds of the first period. It's 2-1 Lancers. Minute left in the GNC penalty kill after Patrick Curry went with a penalty. Storm won the faceoff. Glukowski tried to clear, but it hit Gomez there on the far side wall and stayed in the zone. Now on the far side, Glukowski again trying to get it off the backboards. Ryan Tate able to win the battle to force Bakker Carlson. Up top to Foley. Now to Jimmy Schultz. Schultz back to Foley with a lot of pressure, but he kept it in. Force Bakker Carlson loses it again. Another chance in front. And a shot and a score. It's Ryan Tate that gets the goal, and it's 3-1 Lancers. Power play goal for Omaha. They take a 3-1 lead with 7:28 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Four goals already in the first. And that time, the Storm had a few chances to clear, and they couldn't get it out, and it resulted in a breakdown. Tate made a nice move on the goal line. He was all alone in front, got Levine out of position, and shoved it into the back of the net. Nice tic-tac-toe passing play from Omaha. And they take the lead 3-1. Tate with the goal. 3-1 lead for the Lancers now as we resume play. Both teams have scored power play goals in the first period. Storm get in onside. It's Poganski. Got it in deep. Down low on the far side. Light got it up the far side wall. Bouncing puck in the center. Taken by Poganski. Poganski down low. Poganski took a hit. But Berger got shoved off the puck. And now Angelo starts forward with Henderson. Henderson on the far side. Got it into the zone. Down low, Kevin Kerr. Wrapped around the far side. Kept in by Matt Nelson, but now it squirts out. And it's in neutral ice. Rolling puck back to Tucker Poolman. Poolman now to the red line. Flips one in. Levine makes the save. Deflects it over to Kevin Kerr. And now Chase Berger will start neutral ice. Got it forward from Mayer. Couldn't get it in to the zone. He's stopped by three Lancer players. Now he forces it in. Nice job by Mayer. He'll go hustle off for a change. And the Lancers move forward near the Storm bench. Stopped by Lebowski. Here come the Storm. It's Wilkie. Wilkie on the right side. Chenna center. Lebowski save made by Hawkey. Lebowski didn't get a great shot, but Hawkey had to make a save on an attempted shove-in by Lebowski. Now the Lancers take it the other way, dump it in deep. Levine, nice play around the far side for Wilkie, who lost possession. Let it go out of the zone. Took a fall there. Ran into Jimmy Schultz. Everybody's okay as the puck squirts back to the Lancers' end. And the Storm make a line change. They send back out the top line. Here it's 3-1 Omaha, 5:40 left to go in the opening period. Christian Horn with the puck on the far side. Got it past the red line, but took a big hit by Schultz. And on the near side, it's the Lancers who have it. Foley in the near side corner. Lesperance shoves him into the wall. It's kept in by Jalen Schultz. Actually, it was not kept in, and it's put out to neutral ice. And now it's Lang who leaves it forward for Horn. Got it to the blue line, but couldn't get it in. And the Lancers take it the other way. Big hit by Schultz on Randolph. And Schultz has got to fight somebody here. He knocks the gloves off. He just gets jumped by Schultz. And both players went down right away. Schultz had both his hands up high on Randolph. And the officials noticed the call right away. And then Jimmy Schultz went right after Schultz. Both players head to the box. Jalen Schultz, known for some big hits, that time went right after Randolph with a couple hands high. And the Lancers took offense. The officials called a penalty on the hit. Schultz definitely finished that hit up high on Randolph. And then both Huff and both couple players dropping the gloves there. Huff went after him. Schultz went after him. And no real punches thrown as the two players just really engaged in a wrestling match at center ice. And Jalen Schultz will be whistled probably. We'll see what he's whistled for on the initial penalty, but there'll be 5 minutes coming after that for a fight. Although after that hit, Schultz really didn't have much of a choice. Officials discussing things over. Both captains, Tucker Pullman and Nolan Glukowski, ahead of the penalty boxes here. And as you'd expect after a 12-day layoff, neither team is very much in game shape. And when I say game shape, maybe they're in game shape physically, but as far as mentally, they've had a 12-day layoff from game action. And you can definitely see it on the scoreboard. 4 goals allowed. These are two of the more defensive teams in the league. And 4 goals in the first period. 5:25 left in the opening frame. They've discussed the penalties. Now the explanations to the two benches. Head coach Jim Holton hearing his explanation first. Brian Kaufman will get 1 second of what they've decided to call here. Jalen Schultz still in the box. Important to note, he has not been escorted out, so you'd think it's not going to be a misconduct. But the discussion here with Holton still taking a little while. 3-1 Lancers. Shots on goal 7-4 in favor of Omaha. Lancers scored on two of their first opportunities and then registered a power play goal from Ryan Tate. Their first 2 goals from Jake Randolph and Brian Williams. The lone goal for Tri-City came on the power play. Christian Horn from Joel Esperance and Nolan Glukowski. Still waiting to get the official call here now. Brian Kaufman getting the explanation from the officials on what they've decided to go with here. And we'll listen in to the public address announcer here at the Ralston Arena. No power plays have been put up on the board, although you got to assume the Lancers will head to the power play here and faceoffs will be in the Storm end. Lancers on the power play tonight are 1 out of 2. Their most recent goal scored by Ryan Tate on the power play from Luca Frigo and Jacob Forsbacher Carlson. And Austin Pooley is in. They may have given an instigator penalty to Schultz. They may have called an instigator because Pooley's in the box for the Lancers. And if that's true, they will not have a power play. And Jimmy Schultz is being escorted out of the game. Schultz did go right after Schultz. There was a penalty being called on the hit by Schultz. And Schultz is escorted out. Schultz still in the box. Schultz threw the initial hit. Now the Storm and Lancers both have 4 players in the box, and Schultz is out as well. So Schultz is escorted out. 5 minute major for contact to the head. 5 minute major for fighting and a game ejection for Schultz. 5 minutes for head contact, 5 minutes for fighting and a game ejection. Then for Jimmy Schultz, 2 minutes for an instigator, 5 for fighting and a game ejection. When you get an instigating penalty in the USHL, automatic ejection. And just a very tough sequence there for both teams, losing players. Both teams losing a defenseman at that. The play has resumed, and it's going to be a 2-minute power play. Well, no, excuse me. It's going to be a 3-minute power play for the Lancers. They did have resumed play, but they did not have the faceoff in the Storm end. Randolph has it down low. Vessel with a shot put it wide of the net, and now it's played down low again to Randolph. Vessel, far side corner. To the center, and Pullman had a chance, and he missed it wide. Levine got a piece and deflected it wide. Big opportunity for Tucker Pullman there. The Storm come away with the puck. Cecere got it forward, and it's deflected back. So, sorry, We're in a 4-on-4 situation here, and then there will be a 3-minute power play for the Lancers after a 2-minute 4-on-4. So here comes the Storm with a rush. It's Wilkie into the zone. Got it back to Lebowski with a shot that missed the net high. And down low, it's played by Glukowski. Big hit there by Wilkie on Nelson. Took a couple hits to the head there. Kept in by Glukowski. On the near side, Dello. Dello back to Glukowski. Glukowski takes a shot wide. Wilkie picks up the rebound. Wilkie skirts to the top of the zone with some room. Stop, shoot. Save made there by Hawkey. And now it's taken by Ryan Tate. 30 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Still in the zone, but now it's chipped out. Poganski tried to keep it in. Nice hit by Glukowski on Forsbacher Carlson. And Dello has the puck. 20 seconds left in the 4-on-4, and then it will be a 3-minute power play for Omaha after the 5-minute major called on Schultz. Poganski goes down low. Poganski roughing it up with Pullman on the far side. It's taken by the Lancers. 5 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Pullman skates up the ice at the red line. Dumps it in deep. Bounces off in front, and it's knocked out by Sasir. And now we get a stoppage. It's a hand pass. Whistle to the Lancers. So we get a stoppage. 2:54 is what's remaining in the 5-minute major to Jalen Schultz. 3:18 remaining in the period. So the power play for Omaha will expire before the end of the opening period. Might be back to normal here by the end of the first. But the Lancers have a 3-1 lead. Storm with a faceoff. McMurphy got it out of their own end. Now McMurphy again knocks down a pass out of the air and sends it the length of the ice. 2:40 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Jalen Schultz escorted it out after a high hit. And Lancers also lose Jimmy Schultz. Now here's a chance in front and a stoppage and a penalty whistle. And it may come on the Lancers. It's a slashing call. And it's going to go to Jake Randolph. Slashing call to Randolph. And we're back to 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes. You saw a stick go flying in front of the Storm net, and that usually means a slash is in order. So, back to 4-on-4, slashing on Randolph. 3-1 Lancers, 2:54 remaining in the period. We're still on track to be back at even strength at the end of the period. Face-off one by the Storm. Aldworth with a shot that gets deflected wide. Rebound on the near side. Abel got it back in deep. Aldworth on the near side. Got it moved to the center but lost control. Vessel got it to Huff on the far side. Huff past the red line. Into the zone. To the net. Shot it wide. Rebounds loose. Here's Nolan Abel gets to it first. Abel on the near side. Into the zone. To the center. Got under control, threw it at the net, stopped by Vessel, and knocked all the way, a home run pass. Here's a breakaway for Gage Huff. Huff shoots and scores. Breakaway, 4-on-4 goal. It's Gage Huff. And the Lancers take a 4-1 lead with 2:19 to go in the first. Gage Huff's 12th of the season. It's 4-1 Lancers. That time, Storm were on a change and a 4-on-4. Vessel hit Huff with a perfect pass. He made a great deep and put it under Levine, blocker side, backhand shot. It's now 4-1 Lancers. We still got a minute 25 remaining in a 4-on-4. Randolph is in the box for Omaha for a slash, and the Storm are serving a Schultz penalty. It was a 5-minute major off the faceoff, a shot from Angelo. And it's saved by Levine in a stoppage. 4-1 Lancers, 2:11 left in the opening period. Storm, a team that prides themselves on defense here since Jim Holton has taken over, have allowed 4 goals here in the opening period. Angelo knocked out of the faceoff circle. Tyler Hines will come in to take it against Lebowski. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and now Glukowski will rush it forward. Glukowski in his own end. 4-on-4 for the next minute and 5 seconds. Sean Lang now moved it forward. Lebowski got a piece of it. Sent in the Lancer end. Pullman takes a hit from Lebowski there. It's pried free by Gomez. Gomez, the far side corner, looks up top for Glukowski. Fires one in deep again for Lebosky. Sealed off, though, by Steve Johnson. Johnson on the near side. Lost it to Gomez. Lebosky trying to get it back. Sealed off by Pullman, but he gets it to Gomez. Gomez in the corner. Good 4-on-4 work by the Storm, but now it's taken back by Omaha. They got a 2-on-2. Angelo will carry it forward with Hines. Drops it for Hines. Takes a shot. Misses the net wide. Rebound in the corner. Picked up by Lebosky. Sent it behind the net for Sean Lang. 22 seconds left in a 4-on-4, and the Lancers have 30 seconds of power play time. Moved into the Lancer end for Lesperance, but he couldn't get to it. Now Lang sends it back in deep once again. Behind the Lancer net. Moved by Connor Light to the far side. Henderson. Henderson moves forward to Foline. Foline dumps it in deep. We're at a power play opportunity here for Omaha for 30 seconds. Pucks in the far side corner to the Storm end, pushing and shoving. Dello and Henderson jockeying for position. Pucks under there. And Brian Williams throws a shot at the net. Levine makes a save, rebound, covered up, and we got another penalty. It's a cross-check to Tri-City. And it looks like it might come to Joel Lesperance. Lesperance for cross-checking here. And now it's a 5-on-3 for 13 seconds. 38 seconds remaining in the opening period. What a wild period here in the Ralston Arena. We have had 5 goals, 4 of them for the Lancers, and a whole host of penalties here. Storm now down 5-on-3 for 13 seconds and a chance for the Lancers to go up by 4. Faceoff won by the Storm. Huge faceoff win, but Glukowski sends it around the far side. It gets through Pullman. Pullman could have kept it in, but he was unable to, and now the Storm back to 5-on-4 as Curry's out of the box. Lancers with a rush up the ice, though, as Vessel on the near side chips it to the center. Deflection behind the net. Bouncing puck behind Levine's net is played by the Lancers. 5 seconds left in the period now. Pullman with a shot. Deflection wide. Last opportunity behind the net, and that'll do it for the first period. Very eventful first 20 minutes in this one. 4-1, the Lancers have the lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze 94.5. We'll take a break and come back to recap that first period here on your home for Storm Hockey, KLIQ.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitor service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Dennis Arena for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And the Tri-City Storm, both them and the Omaha Lancers with 12 days off and a little bit of a wild first period to resume the break. I'm joined by Adam McLaughlin here, my partner in crime on Stormcast, as well as Adam doing a lot of social media. He's live blogging the game on stormhockey.com, sitting next to me here in the press box at the Ralston Arena. And Adam, obviously a kind of an up and down period. I was saying on the air that I like the way the Storm started the game structurally and systematically. However, they didn't get some early saves from Levine, and things kind of escalated from there.
I guess you look back at that first period there, and I thought we looked pretty good on that first power play. Really had some good opportunities, and Nolan Gukowski kind of started it off. And you cut the lead to 2-1, and you're kind of feeling back in it. But those last two goals by Omaha, they're in full force real early in this game, and they're showing why they're 20-4.
Right? Well, I think that the first two goals, you can kind of pin it on the goaltender a little bit for the Storm. Like, hey, you know, Levine left bad rebounds, and those got banged home for goals. But the second two were what hurt, and you're right. The Storm get on the board. They cut it to 2-1. You feel like, okay, momentum's turning here. You get on a nice power play goal by Christian Horn. And then the next two plays are defensive breakdowns. You got a couple chances for them to clear the zone where they couldn't clear it on the third goal of the night. And then Gage Huff wide open on a breakaway. You change when you don't have the puck and you get burnt.
Those seem to be the areas that we've tried to improve at a lot most recently is clearing the crease on rebounds. And then also puck possession and, you know, moving it through neutral ice or getting it out of our attack zone. And that's really what hurt us there in those first
minutes. That one play, yeah, because to be honest, overall, it's done a better job with clearing the zone, but in that goal that was scored by Ryan Tate, I mean, there was probably three or four chances to clear the zone, couldn't do it, and Tate makes a nice move, but he's wide open. I mean, he's wide open on the doorstep.
And they're scoring him, yeah, right on the doorstep. They're point blank right in front of Levine, trickling pucks. It's just got to corral those, and I think we would be fine. Yeah, it really goes back to puck possession in this one and creating opportunities. And just if we can control the puck, get the puck deep. That's one of the strengths you hear all the time, get the pucks deep. And probably
I thought
not
the Storm did that a lot, though. In the first period, the problems weren't resulting from getting the pucks deep. The problems were resulting from bad defensive back check and huge rebounds. You can't have loose pucks in your own zone. And getting the puck deep, I think the line for the Storm, Lebowski, Abel, and Wilkie,
all over the place, doing a great job getting the puck in deep, generating a few different opportunities, generating a few power play chances as well, and that's the line that you're going to see Coach Holton keep going back to.
Another point you had made there off air is you pulled up the point streak and you go, my gosh, look at all these penalties. And it's hard to win games when you're adding up penalties, and the sheet full is full of penalties there in the first few 20 minutes.
So that's what I was going to mention next is the penalties here. I mean, a lot of penalty minutes in the first, and you've got three penalties just to one player in Jimmy Schult. 2 minutes for instigation, 5 minute major for fighting, and a 10 minute game ejection. Schultz with the head contact, 5 minutes for the head contact penalty, and a 10 minute game ejection. You got to think the league is going to review the hit. In my opinion, not a suspendable hit. I think the penalty's warranted. Head contact, he got up high on the head. The league is taking a lot of looks at those, though, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Schultz ends up missing a game or two, and that puts the Storm in a bit of a bind. Cutler Martin out. Five defensemen right now with Schultz out, but the Storm called in Mikey Joyo, so they may have an affiliate guy be able to suit up to help a little bit tomorrow. But Joyo's never played in the USHL. He's in 1997 birth year. He can't play tonight. He wasn't dressed. So, you know, we're already looking at tomorrow with Schultz potentially being suspended. But it's definitely, like you said, with the penalties, it's a situation that this team is getting themselves into. And this Omaha team's going to make you pay on the power.
Well, and going back to the hit, I think you like the rough and tough play there where Schultz is going for a hit at center ice. It just happened to be where Randolph was lurking a little bit lower, and he caught him high.
He finished up high with his hands.
And, I mean, that's probably the biggest hit we've seen this year by a Storm player. But you were trying to get things going. It just those kind of hits happen. They do happen. And you're right. It was just a little bit high. He was probably warranted for a suspension on that. I guess, you know, that's when all the action heated up there.
I think also, you know, you look at Schultz. He is a physical player, but he does a great job at picking and choosing his spots because he can throw a big hit, but he doesn't always take penalties on them. And if you look at his history, he's not a guy who's been suspended already, so he doesn't have any history of suspension, but he is a guy who can throw a big hit. He played last season in the North American League, learned how to control his body, control his momentum, and yeah, he takes a penalty here and there. Not saying he doesn't take any penalties, but on those big hits, he usually is a safer guy and a lot of times stays away from the head on that one. Not so much, and it doesn't help that it's Jake Randolph, the leading scorer in the USHL, and so you're always watching him closely because he's their number one player.
And you're right. He did pick and choose his spot on that. It was just a transition through center ice where he collided with Randolph, and funny to see the Lancers really back there, you know, big time guy, you know, you expect that, and it turned into a 4-on-1 battle for Schultz there. But you know, the physicality in that first period was obvious. I mean, right off faceoff, you have Patrick Curry jostling with a guy, so I, you know, you expect that in the next 40 minutes here. This game, it's not over yet. I mean, it's just 20 minutes, and there's always a lot of hockey left after the first period. It's just, and you're right, go back to corralling rebounds and turnovers. It's just got to correct those, and 40 minutes, you can easily do that.
Storm trail 4-1 here after 20 minutes in the Ralston Arena. Sixth meeting between these two teams. Storm have 0 points against the Lancers in the first five meetings. Looking to try to turn things around in the next 40 minutes. Adam McLaughlin joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in the Sandler Implement Period Recap. Thanks a lot, Adam, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, hopefully talk to you here in a bit.
We'll take a break and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update. Get you ready for the second period here on The Breeze, 94.5.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
20 minutes in the books from the Ralston Arena in Omaha. Tri-City Storm trail the Lancers 4-1 here on the Breeze 94.5. Quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard here. Presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com as we look at the scores here around the USHL. A lot of teams in action tonight, resuming play after break. The one team that's off, Sioux Falls, has no game tonight. The Storm will face them tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. 7:05 start for Toy Story Night in the Viero Event Center. Indiana on top of Youngstown, 3-0. Lincoln and Sioux City are tied 1-1. Chicago trails Waterloo, 1-0. Green Bay on top of Dubuque, 2-1, and Cedar Rapids on top of Des Moines, 1-0. Here in the Ralston Arena, 4-1 lead for the Omaha Lancers. Storm converted on their only power play, and that's the power play goal for Christian Horn. For the Lancers, they got a power play goal from Ryan Tate, but also got even strength goals from Jake Randolph, Brian Williams, and Gage Huff. They also have a minute 23 remaining on a power play after Joel Esperance took a cross-checking penalty late in the first period. Lancers in control with a 4-1 lead over the Tri-City Storm. After 20 minutes, they outshoot the Storm 9-5 in the first period. Rough one for Hayden Levine. Makes 5 saves on 9 shots in the opening period. Hayden Hockey makes 4 saves on just 5 shots. And a lot of penalties in that first period, a whole host of them. And the big ones, Jalen Schultz, 5-minute major for head contact and a game ejection. Jimmy Schultz, 5-minute major for fighting, a fighting instigator, and a game ejection. Those two done for the night. Both teams down to 5 defensemen for the rest of the way. Take one more break, and we'll come back with the drop of the puck in the second period in your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweisers, had yourself the night of your life, yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe night them too. Great times await. Grab some buds!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Back here for the second period of play on the breeze, and it's not starting too well for the Tri-City Storm. The Lancers here just 20 seconds in have scored their fifth goal of the game. Gage Huff on the power play. L'Esperance had been in the box for a late cross-checking call, and Huff bangs one home on the power play. A breakdown by the Storm on the penalty-killing unit right off the faceoff. And it's now 5-1 Lancers. 5-1 Omaha over Tri-City. Early on in the second, we're back to even strength. In neutral ice, and Forsbacher Carlson into the zone, gets knocked away. Now a chance in front, another chance, and Levine makes a save. And now it squirts out for Tate, who had a chance to put it on the far side. Now in the center, it's taken ahead, and here's Christian Horn. Horn tried to get it to the center to Gomez and swept it into the zone. Now down low, Hockey able to play it into the near side corner. Luca Frigo down low for Matt Nelson. Nelson moving forward for Forsbacher Carlson. Ryan Tate into the zone. Tate with a shot, missed the net high. Rebound comes up to the top, kept in by Connor Light. Squirts out for Christian Horn, couldn't get to a rolling puck. And it's Tucker Pullman now who has it. 5-1, Omaha Lancers in the lead over the Storm. And not the way you'd hope your second half would start here after the 12-day break for Tri-City as they come in onside. Wilkie with a chance. Nice pass to Abel, and he missed the net wide. What a beautiful opportunity. Abel, Lebowski, and Wilkie making things happen. They've been the best line for Tri-City tonight. And Abel had it on the doorstep. He couldn't put it in, looking for his first USHL goal. Kevin Kerr with a shot, save made by Hockey. Rebound loose, and Wilkie had a chance to try to put it in. Hockey makes the save. Lebowski ends up on the ground in front. Storm out of the zone, regroup, and move right back in. It's Wilkie again with another shot and a save by Hockey. Wilkie took a hit there at the end of the play. Lebowski gets tangled up with Pullman. Lebowski, a big size disadvantage in that matchup. We get a stoppage 2 minutes in here to the second period at the Ralston Arena. Tri-City now trailing 5-1 to Omaha here on the Breeze, 94.5. Second period of play is presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Chase Berger gets tossed from the circle. Drew Mayer will come in to take it here for the Storm. It's won by Tri-City, and Sean Lang played it down to Poganski. Now Berger. Berger on the far side. Got it down low. Poganski takes a hit. Moved by the Lancers. Out of the zone it goes, and Berger's going to get whistled for an interference as the puck gets cleared out of play. Berger took out Brian Williams away from the puck, and it's going to be an interference call on Chase Berger. Pretty clear-cut whistle there for interference on Berger. And the Tri-City Storm head back to the GNC penalty kill here. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart and Hastings, head to GNC today. Lancers already with two power play goals in the game. They have and they get a chance on the doorstep for Huff. Huff looking for the hat trick, and he just missed. Veen may have gotten a piece, and now the Storm clear. Back down to Hayden Hockey. Omaha has scored two power play goals here in this game already. And they're looking for their third of the night. Randolph into the zone. Stops on the right circle. Up top for Pullman. Pullman down low with a shot, and he scores. Tucker Pullman makes it 6-1 Omaha. 17-12 left to go in the second. And it's a blowout here in Ralston. 6-1 Lancers. Tucker Pullman, power play specialist, scores the goal for the Lancers. Pullman's eighth goal of the season, sixth on the power play. And it's been two goals in the first 3 minutes for the Lancers to cap off period where they were up 4-1, and Storm on the faceoff trying to move it forward, but Curry was stripped from it, and now the Lancers come right back. It's Ryan Tate. Tate in the near side corner. Takes a hit from Dello. Move behind the net. It's taken on the near side wall by Forsbacher Carlson. Dello with a hit there. On Tate, near side corner. It's two-a-side battle. McMurphy able to free it up for Cecilia. Cecilia fan on a pass turned over to Friedo. Chance in front of huge opportunity for Tate. And he put it wide of the net. It goes out of the zone. Here's Aldworth with a rush. Aldworth to the center, and it was blocked by Nelson. And now it's taken by Tate. He'll scoot up the near side, and here comes a rush again. Tate into the zone. To the center, Forsbacher Carlson. Save, Levine. Rebound. Another save. Another save. Kept in, though. Bouncing puck taken back out by Kevin Kerr. Couple good saves there by Levine. Kerr running the break here. He gets hit in the face. And it's a whistle for a penalty. Kerr is down. Looked like he got hit in the face. He looks to be okay here, getting to one knee. And it's going to be a high sticking call on the Lancers. Matt Nelson to the box for Omaha. Tri-City to the power play. High-sticking the call to Matt Nelson. Stormer 1-for-1 on the Century 21 power play tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm with a chance here in front. A shot and a save. Rebound loose. Another save by Hockey. Rebound comes to the near side. Lukowski keeps it in. Lukowski on the far side. Cecilia to the center. Good opportunity for Horn, but he couldn't catch the pass cleanly. Now Horn settles it back down, trying to centering pass. It was knocked away and out of the zone. Good job by the Storm power play to start off here as Huff with some forecheck. Horn left it for Lukowski, who starts forward. Glukowski for Tri-City with Lesperance, Horn, Pogansky, and Cecilia. Horn gets it in deep. Rolling puck in the Lancer end. Played by Lesperance. Lesperance took a hit. Moved up to Glukowski. Glukowski to the center for Cecilia with a shot. Deflection away from the net. Now Lesperance back to Cecilia. Cecilia over to Glukowski on the near side. He winds and fires. Save made. Rebound loose in front. Score! Christian Horn, second of the game. Both on the power play. It's 6-2. Christian Horn found that puck in front. It was loose in front as Hockey had made a few saves, left a rebound there. And Tri-City deposits their second power play tally in as many chances. Glukowski took the shot. Great work in front by Pogansky. Christian Horn picks up the rebound and makes a little deke and puts it home on the backhand. Horn's second of the night. His eighth of the season, and it's 6-2. Lancers with a four-goal lead here on the Storm. They win the faceoff, and a quick shot from Williams is saved by Levine, and he hangs on. So 6-2, 14:51 remaining in the second. Still oodles of time remaining here in this game. But Tri-City trails by 4 goals. A 6th spot has been put up by the Lancers here. They're not even halfway through the game. At the Ralston Arena, the Storm's only goals have been both credited to Christian Horn, both on the power play. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. 6-2 the score. Lancers have 6 goals on 13 shots. They've scored on more than half of their shots in this game. Tri-City has 2 goals on 10 shots for 20% shooting percentage, which would be considered pretty good. Except for when you're looking over the Lancers, who are over 50% shooting percentage here. That's the kind of night that it's been for Tri-City, and specifically Hayden Levine. Icing whistled on the Storm, and they'll go back to the Tri-City end for another faceoff here. 14:40 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. It's 6-2, Lancers in the lead. Abel will take the faceoff against Angelo to the left of Levine, and Hines and Dello told to move out of the circle. They're creeping in, and now Angelo gets tossed from the draw. We got a faceoff in the Storm end. Lebowski able to get to it. Wilkie couldn't get it out at the top of the zone. It's turned back over, and in deep it goes. Sean Lang, first player there, had it up the near side. It's out of the zone now once again. Nice play by the Storm. Get a turnover. It's Abel. Abel with a shot that missed the net. Why? Wilkie gets knocked into Hayden Hawkey. No calls coming on the play. Storm able to keep it in. Down low to Wilkie. Tried a centering pass for Abel. Was knocked away. Lebowski ends up on his back in the near side corner. And it's knocked out of the zone by the Lancers. Henderson plays it in deep. As Tori Dello settles it down for Tri-City. Plays one for Sean Lang, who wraps one around the boards. Back to Dello. Dello behind his own net. And they'll start forward. Pass over to Nolan Abel. Neutral ice leaves it for Lebowski. Try to chip it in. Didn't get it deep. And now it's Connor Light into the zone for Frigo. Frigo was stopped by Dello. Backhanded pass to the center. Deflected away. Ends up on the stick of Lebowski. He leaves it for Dello. Dello leading the rush. Dello chips one over to Poganski. Left it for Berger with a shot and a save made. Rebound loose. Swept behind the net. In front here, a wide open net as Mayer plowed in a Hawkey. No call. Cecile tried a shot that was blocked by Frigo, and out of the zone it went. Back into the Storm end of things, Kevin Kerr got it over to Cecile on the near side. Cecile, long pass to the far side. Poganski, here's a 2-on-1 developing. Poganski into the zone. To the center, and a shot missed the net wide. Rebound, Poganski on the near side. Another shot is out of play. It was knocked out of play. Deflected out, so the Storm get an offensive zone faceoff here with 13:04 remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza, 6-2. Omaha in the lead here on the Breeze, 94.5. Both Storm goals scored by Christian Horn. Omaha's goals, 2 for Gage Huff, 1 for Tucker Pullman, 1 for Randolph, and 1 for Brian Williams. Faceoff 1 in control by the Storm. Mr. Sear kept it in on the far side. Now it's McMurphy. McMurphy to the center. Loose puck on the doorstep. Can't go in as Curry had a look at it. McMurphy was right there. Nice power move. Curry gets the puck back on the forecheck. McMurphy overskated it. Moved up the far side wall. Kept in by Cecile. Right to Curry. Curry makes a move on the near side. Got it in deep. Aldworth shoveled into McMurphy. In the far side corner. Got it back down low. Nobody there for it on the cycle, though. Aldworth stops Foline. Puck's loose on the far side. Taken by the Lancers. Out of the zone. Here comes Vessel. Into the zone, stopped by Glukowski, but he sent one to the center for Randolph. What a move and a save by Levine. Now it's taken the other way for Lesperance, but it went back to Pullman. Pullman with Lesperance all over him. Lesperance power move to the net. Lost the puck in front. Glukowski kept it in and kept it alive. Gomez down low. Storm working hard here, trailing 6-2, but no sight of the loss of effort here. Tri-City still working hard and being aggressive around the Omaha net. Aggressive plays by Wilkie, McMurphy, L'Esperance here. Trailing by 4 goals, but not giving up. Turn it over at the top of the zone. Connor Light with a shot. Save Levine. Rebound. Another save Levine. Now another rebound. Williams on the near side with a shot to the net. Was blocked in front. L'Esperance gets it out to Horn. Christian Horn to neutral ice. Banked back in by Omaha. Played by Levine. Levine almost ran into Lang there. Ended up sending it to Kevin Kerr. L'Esperance tried to get it out of the zone. Stopped by Anderson. Anderson with a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound played by Light. Kept in the zone. Now Omaha with some chances here. As Henderson on the far side wall leaves it down low. L'Esperance first man there. Got it to Sean Lang. Lang will rush up the ice. Banked it in the near side for Horn. Went through neutral ice back to Foline for Omaha. Sends it all the way down. Moved in by Hines. Hines on the near side. Shifty with the puck. On the circle. Hines to the center. Tried to get Johnson backdoor. Went into the corner. Johnson to the center and a shot and a save. Another save by Levine. And Foline takes a chance and a penalty whistle to Omaha. Couple pushes and shoves from Angelo and Lang in front. And a penalty for roughing to the Lancers. Tri-City Storm. Back to the Century 21 power play. Storm get lucky there. The Lancers with an unbelievable shift there. Had the puck in the Storm end for a while. 10:42 remaining in the second period. Lancers ahead 6-2. The two goals for Tri-City have both come in the Century 21 power play. And that's where they'll be when we resume play. The faceoff to the right of Hayden Hockey, the Lancers netminder. Tri-City trailing by 4, trying to chip away back into this game. They're on the power play here. Roughing call to Angelo. It's kept in by Glukowski after the Storm left the faceoff. Glukowski to Cecier, down low Wilkie, and a stoppage and a penalty. Penalty to Tri-City for high sticking. So they even things up after a roughing call to the Lancers in the offensive zone. Now it's Nolan Abel who goes for high sticking in his offensive zone. So we'll be 4-on-4 for the next minute 51. Lancers have scored a 4-on-4 goal already tonight. It was Gage Huff's breakaway. That was a 4-on-4 goal. Get a look at Abel's high stick there in his offensive end as we resume play. Glukowski ahead for Wilkie. Wilkie, nice pass for Lebowski. Didn't notice where it was until the last second and chipped it in deep. Steve Johnson picks it up for the Lancers. Johnson to the center, turned it over. Wilkie picks it up, got it to Lebowski. One move, shoots. Missed the net wide. Now Glukowski on the far side. Wilkie to the center for Lebowski. It was blocked by Pullman. Now a loose puck for Wilkie. He shoots and misses the net wide on a knuckler. It was bouncing and it missed wide. Now Glukowski on the near side. Sends it off the glass to Wilkie. Wilkie with a loose stick on the ground. Poked it up to Cecier. Now it's Glukowski. Fakes on a shot. Moves in. Shoots. Save made by the blocker there by Hockey. Kept in by Cecier. Glukowski with it. Plenty of space. Wilkie with a one-timer. He missed the net wide. Now it's Glukowski again. Another shot. Save made by Hockey. Wilkie on the rebound. Storm 4-on-4 here, but they look like it's a power play. And finally, Pullman gets to it and leaves it to Forsbacher Carlson. Tri-City makes a change here, trying to put on the pressure when the Lancers are tired. Forsbacher Carlson moves it forward. Pullman can't handle it. Now he gets it back to Johnson. Top of the zone. It's out of the zone, but not deep. Kerr needs to rush up the ice so they can't change. And he does. Pogansky into the zone. Pogansky to the net. Gets taken down. No call coming. Puck went wide of the net. Now it's Berger who picks up the puck. Berger got it in deep for Pogansky. Still 4-on-4 for 17 seconds here. Puck's loose. Picked up by Berger in the near side corner. Berger looks to the net. Shoots. Misses the net. Hit the side of the net there. Down low, Kevin Kerr keeps it alive. Pogansky behind the net. Pogansky up top. Taken away by Vessel, and now it's a power play for Omaha. Angelo out of the box to join the rush. Randolph to Vessel. Angelo in front. They score. Jake Randolph makes it 7-2 Omaha. It's a power play goal just as Angelo came out of the box. They only had 9 seconds on the power play, and they were able to score in just 6 of them. It was Vessel and Randolph that worked the play. Angelo had it on the far side and wide open on the doorstep is Jake Randolph. He didn't miss from there. Second goal of the night for Randolph, the leading scorer in the USHL. And 7-2, the score here just about halfway through this game. The Lancers have offensively dominated. They've made the most of their opportunities. 7 goals on 19 shots. Here as a steal for L'Esperance. He carries it into the Lancer end. L'Esperance on the near side half wall. Up top for Gomez. Gomez with the puck. Takes a shot. Was blocked by Henderson. Now another chance to the center for Horn. Intercepted by Foline. And he takes it out. Henderson skates over slowly to the bench. Foline gets dumped by a Storm player. Now a chance in front was knocked away. Chance from Nelson is saved by Levine. Rebound loose. Pulled away, but back to Hines. Pooley keeps it in for a second, but now it's out of the zone. And Hines couldn't catch it in his skate there. L'Esperance gets it back to Cecere. Cecere to L'Esperance. L'Esperance got it forward for Horn. It was tied up by Pooley. Cecere tried to bank it in, but Austin Pooley brings it back for the Lancers. Cecere let it go for Lang, who shoves Pooley. Loose puck there. Scrum 4-2 aside battle. L'Esperance able to pry it away for Horn. Get it to the top, but Louis Rowe kept it in. And now the puck kept in again by Frigo. Luca Frigo wraps it around the wall here to the near side. Christian Horn took a hit, couldn't get it out. Connor Light keeps it in. Cecere banks it back down low to Lang. Lang avoids one hit, got it to Horn. Horn put it up top, kept in again by Light. And now the Storm clear, and it's Gomez on the near side. Gomez with a shot, missed the net high. Rebound is Aldworth picks it up, got it down low to Gomez. Took a hit, puck went to Frigo. Luca Frigo here with the Lancers in a 7-2 lead as Williams moves it in. Knocked away by Glukowski. Glukowski the other way to Aldworth. Aldworth into the zone. Fakes a shot, goes behind the net. Aldworth up top for Glukowski. Glukowski fakes on a shot. Got it to McMurphy. McMurphy with a shot that banked away from the net. Over back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr up top for Aldworth. Aldworth has it at the top. McMurphy goes to the middle. McMurphy with a shot was blocked. Rebound Aldworth, a shot deflection up top. Over the net, Curry has it. Patrick Curry in the near side. This is what I mean about Storm have been so hardworking tonight. But they've had defensive breakdowns that have hurt them. And despite some hard work, they have a lopsided score here, trailing 7-2. What a battle in the near side corner of the Omaha end. It's finally won by the Lancers, and now it's down to the Storm man, Kevin Kerr. Has it for Tri-City, ahead for Aldworth. Aldworth into the zone. Here's Nolan Abel on a break. Abel shoots. Saved by Hawkey. Rebound poked wide by Curry. Nolan Abel has had two big opportunities in this game, and both times he has not been able to deposit the puck. Now Vessel tried to find Foley, who was creeping in on the play on the rush, and Lang takes it away. Now Lebowski couldn't handle it as it goes out of the zone. It's roped back in by Omaha. Tori Dello has it with 5:20 remaining in the Papa John's second period of play. Wilkie got it forward here for Nolan Abel. Abel on the near side to the center with a shot from Lang. Missed the net wide. Rebound picked up by Foley. Hit by Lebowski, turned over to Wilkie for a second. Wilkie with a loose puck trying to make something happen, but it was taken back by Pullman, and it's out of the zone, but picked back up by Lebowski. Trying to transition, taken away. Here's Randolph. Randolph to the center. Vessel, shoot, save Levine. Rebound loose, picked up by Wilkie. Wilkie now on the near side. He's got Lebowski wide open. Couldn't hit him in that offside. Lebowski was wide open on the far side, and Wilkie didn't see it. And he ends up being a step ahead of the play, and offside he goes. 4:47 remaining in the Papa John's second period. 7-2. Lancers ahead of Tri-City. Faceoff won by Omaha as they repossess the puck. They dump it into the zone. Glukowski behind his own net on the near side. Pogansky. Got it forward. Berger couldn't get it out. Light kept it in. Shot was saved by Levine, and now it's carried out by Mayer. Rolling puck will go for icing on Tri-City. 4:25 remaining here in the Papa John's second period of play. 7-2. The score of the Lancers in front of the Tri-City Storm. Face off to the left of Levine. It's won by Tri-City. Gukowski on the backhand up top for Mayer. Mayer got it to neutral ice where Berger chipped it in deep behind the Lancers net. Poganski charging for it. Poganski goes in hard against Forsbacka Carlson. Loose puck picked up by Forsbacka Carlson. Mayer gets it back on the backboards. Poganski goes for a change. L'Esperance is in on the ice. L'Esperance trying to work with it behind the Omaha end. Loose puck comes away for Brian Williams. Williams moves it forward. Kept in by Della with a shot that's blockered by Hayden Hockey. Rebound, Gomez comes off the bench to play it and keeps it in the zone. As Foline has it, harassed from behind. Penalty upcoming on Christian Horn. And Lancers take it forward with a delayed call coming. Pooley to the center. Save Levine. And it's touched up by Gomez. Good chance there again for Lancers. It's a holding call. I think it's going to come to Christian Horn. A holding call to Christian Horn. Puts the Storm shorthanded once again. Lancers are 3 of 5 on the power play. We've already had 9 goals in this game. 5 in the first and 4 in the second. Horn, 2 minutes for holding. 3:37 left in the period. Lancers with the power play. They swing it to the near side corner, taken away by Sean Lang. Sends it around the far side and out of the zone. Steve Johnson with it now for Omaha. Finds Randolph, and Pullman's into the zone. Pullman with a goal in this game on the power play. Leaves it for Huff, who's got 2. Lost it, though, and Gukowski clears. Jim Holton calling for a change here. Berger and Poganski come on. Dello with Lang. 7-2, Lancers in the lead, and they're on the power play here as they come into the zone. Dello's got it. He clears it out. Played on the near side. Poganski sticks it in deep to the Omaha end. 2:52 left in the period. 1:13 remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Randolph on the far side. Vessel. Vessel moves in. Shoots deflection over the net. And the rebound. Berger got it forward. Here's Poganski. He's one-on-one. Shorthanded here. Poganski will try to make a deke. Couldn't get around Johnson. Huff picks up the puck. Storm get a change here in the penalty kill. Huff carries it forward. Gage Huff on the far side to Vessel. Vessel to the center for Tate. Couldn't handle it. Now on the near side, McMurphy loops it around the wall. Got stuck on the glass there, and Kevin Kerr moved it around. Can't get it out, though. Sticked in front. Deflection by Vessel. Went wide of the net. Moved around by Kerr to the near side, and McMurphy will take it forward and clear all the way down. 25 seconds remaining in the Lancers' power play. Under 2 minutes left in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. 7-2 the score. Lancers move in, and a shot was saved by Levine. Shot came from Nelson. Puck's loose, picked up by Gukowski. Sends it forward to Gomez. Gomez can't get it out. Foline couldn't hold it in, though, after some pressure by L'Esperance. And Nelson sends it back down. Foline moves it forward, where Tate had it but then lost it, and Lang has possession. Sent it to neutral ice, stopped by Nelson. Rebounds picked up. Loose puck by Tate on the near side. Chipped back in by Gukowski. Storm going for it here. It's Gomez. Takes this, try to pass it there to L'Esperance, who is trailing the play. And now Christian Horn out of the box, back to even strength. Horn with the puck. Leaves it for Cecere. Cecere is a delayed penalty coming to the Lancers, and it's touched up. So just after the Storm kill a penalty, it's a hooking call on Omaha with just 1:04 remaining in the period. Luca Frigo goes for hooking. Tri-City will be on the power play. They're 2 of 3 with a man advantage. 7-2, the score in favor of the Lancers here in Ralston Arena. Luca Frigo in the box for 2 minutes. Tri-City on a Century 21 power play. To the right of Hayden Hockey. Faceoff is scrum 4 into the corner of the Lancer end. It's won by Omaha on the near side. Moved up but kept in by Dello. Dello holding on the right point. To the center for Kevin Kerr. Now Wilkie on the far side half wall. Down low for Nolan Abel. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the left point. Back to Wilkie. Now Dello on the right point. Had it slip under his stick, but he keeps it in. Dello now down low to Lebowski. To the center, Wilkie fakes and a chance in front for Abel, and he couldn't put it in. Now it's Kevin Kerr back to Dello. Settles things down to Kerr. Kerr with a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound down low for Hines. Hines with room to skate here. He's just going to do some circles in his own end and bank it off the far side. Actually, banked it out of play. Faceoff should stay in the Omaha end. Well, the Lancers killed some time there, but Tyler Hines might get scolded for putting the puck in his own bench instead of just dumping it down. 16 seconds left in the second period. Luca Frigo has a minute 12 left on his hooking penalty. Penalty would carry over here. Storm don't score. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Cecere to Glukowski. Glukowski back to Cecere. Takes a shot. Deflection. Rebound on the far side corner. 7 seconds left in the period. It's into the corner. It's being scrummed out, and that'll be it for the period. A minute and 56 seconds remain on the Frigo penalty as we head to the second intermission. 7-2. The score, Lancers in control with a 5-goal lead over the Tri-City Storm. Take a break here on The Breeze. Come back with your Central Hydraulic intermission report on your home for Storm Hockey, KLIQ.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here in Omaha. Tri-City Storm trailing 7-2 to the Lancers. Things have gotten bit out of hand here on the Storm side, allowing 7 goals on 23 shots. And you sense the first game might be a little ugly. And it's definitely not going as planned here for Tri-City as we welcome you into the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And if there's one thing we've learned from Omaha this year, it's that their top line can kill you. And that's true tonight here as Gage Huff has 2 goals, Jake Randolph has 2 goals, and Tyler Vessel has picked up 3 assists. Top line is combined for 7-plus points. If you add in, actually, that's more. If you add in, Randolph has 2 assists. That's 9 points. Huff has an assist. So 10 points, at least, just from a glance here, from the top line for Omaha. And that's what can do you in here. This Lancers team, they go with their first line. And the Storm, in the games that have been close between these two teams, have shut down that first line, or at least limited them to maybe 1 goal. And you look at this game with so many opportunities from that top line. It's come back to haunt Tri-City. In the second period, they allow 2 goals in the first 3 minutes. First goal on the power play, Gage Huff from Tucker Pullman and Jake Randolph. Second goal also on the power play, Tucker Pullman from Jake Randolph and Tyler Vessel. Right off the bat, Lancers had opened up a 6-1 lead for themselves after a 4-1 lead after 20 minutes. And Christian Horn got the Storm on the board once again with his second power play goal of the night. Horn from Poganski and Glukowski. Glukowski's second assist of the night, that goal at 5:03 of the second period. But later in the period, Randolph from Angelo and Vessel on the power play, and Randolph kind of tapped that one in on the doorstep. Easy goal for Jake Randolph there. And score is 7-2, Lancers. Lancers have converted on 4 of their 6 power plays. 4 of 6 on the power play. Tri-City is 2 of 4 on the power play, and they've got 56 more seconds left in a Luca Frigo roughing penalty. And the second period, a bunch of penalties as well. 3 minors for either side. Part of the reason this game has been so highly scored, 6 of the 9 goals have been scored with a man advantage. Lancers outshot the Storm 14-9 in the second period, have a 23-14 edge in total shots. Hayden Hawkey's made 12 stops on 14 shots, while Hayden Levine has made 16 saves on 23 shots. And Tri-City here just trying to keep the spirits of Levine up as much as they can, but obviously a very tough night for Levine, one that he'll try to forget as quickly as possible. And in a 7-2 game here, 20 minutes left, if you're the Storm, the one thing I understand that you might want to be pretty physical in the third period, defend your team, and that's all well and good, but you can't get anybody suspended. Right now the Storm just searching for the talent to be able to hang in games and win a few. You lose any more players to potential suspension from some physical play, and it's going to hurt you tomorrow against a very tough Sioux Falls team. They're already facing a potential of having Jalen Schultz, the defenseman, suspended. He was ejected for a head contact major earlier in the period, and it'll be interesting to see what comes of that hit. But the Storm right now, I understand you might want to get into it physically, but can't get any more suspensions. That's a huge mantra here in the third period. Anybody else suspended will put them at a huge disadvantage tomorrow against Sioux Falls. So got to come into that game with some full manpower and shake off this one as soon as possible. So 20 minutes left to go here. But right now, Omaha in control with a 7-2 lead. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update here on The Breeze 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Diamond Vogel, for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match, and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Through two periods in Omaha, the Lancers in control of this one, 7-2 over the Tri-City Storm on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. And as we get back in here to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, check the out-of-town scoreboard update here, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Scores from around the USHL. The Indiana Ice have defeated the Youngstown Phantoms 4-0 on the road in Youngstown. 4-0 final. Indiana over Youngstown. Lincoln and Sioux City tied 2-2 there in Sioux City. The Lincoln Stars, who are a point behind the Storm in the standings coming into the day, fighting with the Musketeers. Goals for Brandon Hawkins and Cedric Lacroix on the Sioux City side. David Parotino and Christian Lampasso on the Lincoln side. 2-2 the score there. Waterloo with a 2-0 lead over Chicago after two. Cedar Rapids and Des Moines Buccaneers tied at 1-1 late in the second period in Des Moines. And looking at that one, actually we got an update in that one. As Des Moines now trailing 3-2 at the second intermission. Got to refresh my page there. Cedar Rapids 3-2 over Des Moines after two. Goals for the Rough Riders, Charlie Curdy, Dylan McLaughlin, and Brennan Sanford. New add for the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, scoring a goal there on the power play. Tanner Cardi and Marcel Godbout for Des Moines. And then in the final game, it's Dubuque leading Green Bay 4-3 in Dubuque. That game halfway through the second period, Fighting Saints on top of the Gamblers, 4-3. Here at the Ralston Arena, the Lancers have a 7-2 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the week. Log on to the Storm Facebook page every Tuesday and have a chance to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like each Tuesday morning. Log on to the Storm Facebook page. We'll have that trivia question posted up for you, and we'll announce a winner the next day. You got 24 hours to get the right answer or the trivia question, and you can win a free buffet from Valentino's Grand Buffet in Kearney. Again, the score 7-2. Lancers on top of the Tri-City Storm. We head to the third period next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Third period about to begin at the Ralston Arena. Tri-City Storm a year ago won 6 of 8 with the Omaha Lancers. However, barring an unbelievable, remarkable comeback, they are down 7-2 here entering the final period, and if they do fall in this game, they will be 0-6 against the Lancers this year. And the Good Life Cup is squarely in control right now of the Omaha Lancers. Last year, the Lincoln Stars took home the Good Life Cup. They were also the only one of the three Nebraska teams to make the playoffs in the USHL. But this year, the Good Life Cup looks like it's heading to the Ralston Arena for Omaha, as they have dominated the early season here against the Storm. Bound to look for their sixth win. 20 minutes left in this game. Teams have switched sides. Lancers will go from left to right on your radio dial for the third period. Tri-City will go from right to left. 7-2 the score. Storm on the power play for 56 more seconds. Luca Frigo is in the box for hooking. 2-minute call to start this third period. Lancers need to, they right now had 5 on the ice. Gage Huff, the odd man out, he heads to the bench. So 5-on-4 to start the third period. Tri-City down by 5 goals, 7-2. Looking for some action here in the Century 21 power play as Glukowski got it into the Lancer end, but not deep. knocked away by Foline and now brought back in by Christian Horn. Horn on the near side. On the near side half wall. Controls to L'Esperance. Up top, Cecier. Cecier on the far side, Glukowski. Back to Cecier. Holds to L'Esperance. L'Esperance had a pass to the center to score! Austin Pogansky gives the Storm their third power play goal of the night. And right off the bat, 33 seconds into the third period, Tri-City gets the goal. It's Pogansky's sixth of the season, his second game in a row with a goal. And a power play tally for Pogansky. Nice shot in front. L'Esperance had a chance to the center that got deflected and went, it kind of deflected and slowed right onto the stick of Pogansky. Little turnaround shot, beat Hockey, and it's 7-3 now. So Storm get their third power play goal in four chances. If you can take anything away from this game that's positive, the Storm have looked good with a man advantage, but they still trail by four goals here in the opening minute of the third period. Puck goes out of play. Faceoff will stay in the Storm end. Christian Horn gets the first assist. L'Esperance gets the second. L'Esperance has two assists here tonight. He now is a point a game. 27 points in 27 games for L'Esperance. Christian Horn has a point on all three of the Storm goals. He scored the first two and then gets the first assist on the third. So a nice night for Christian Horn. Pogansky with the goal, three goals in the power play, and L'Esperance with 2 points, but it's all secondary to the fact that Tri-City is trailing by four goals right now, and the Lancers have possession. Nelson with a shot that's blocked by Lang. Rebound loose on the far side is taken on the far side by Huff. Excuse me, not by Huff, by Hines. And now it's out of the zone. It's moved by Wilkie back onto the stick of Matt Nelson for Omaha. Lancers transition with Henderson on the far side. Into the zone offside as Hines is upset at the call. Hines feels like he was behind the play, and the official linesman right there is all over the call. 7-3. They have 10 goals in this game. And I think this is the most the Storm have allowed this season. 18:35 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr, nice cross-ice pass to Pogansky. Pogansky into the zone, throws it to the center, went wide of the net. Rebound is picked up and moved out of the zone. Big hit by Mayer on Louis Rowe there. And now it's played back by the Lancers into the Storm end on the near side. Rowe, first man there. On the half wall, Tate trying to keep it in. Loose puck picked up by Berger. And Berger on the near side here. Mayer. Mayer throws it in deep to the Lancer end. Goes and chases against Austin Pooley. Mayer in the corner. Lines Pooley up for a hit there. But Pooley ends up with the puck. Nice outlet pass. Stolen, though, by Glukowski. Keeps it into the zone. Berger left it for Aldworth. Sealed off easily by Pooley. Now on the far side, it's moved by Glukowski. And Pooley sends it back to Pullman. Tucker Pullman. To the center, loose puck, kept in by Curry. Aldworth with a chance. He shoots and misses the net wide. On that opportunity, you know, you're down by four goals. Got to hit the net there. If you're Aldworth, misses wide on a good opportunity after a nice forechecking play by Curry. Now here's McMurphy with a two-on-two. McMurphy into the zone. To the center with a man on his back. Takes a shot. Never got through. Play by the Lancers on the far side by Steve Johnson. Through to Huff. Huff's into the zone. Huff with a shot that missed the net. Rebound on the far side, and it went in the netting, so they'll stop play here. 17:05 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm have the only goal of the period thus far. Power play tally for forward Austin Pogansky. Christian Horn picks up his third point of the night. L'Esperance his second assist. 3 minutes into this period, Storm still trailed by four goals, 7-3. Safe faceoff won by the Storm on the near side. Gomez threw it to the center, but in between L'Esperance and Horn, and it's knocked back into the Storm end. Levine, out of his net, plays it to Horn on the far side. Horn to L'Esperance. L'Esperance, nice pass to Gomez. Too far in front of him, though, and it's icing. Gomez was open, and L'Esperance had the right idea to give it to him, but he just misfired on the pass. went too far in front of Garrett Gomez, his left wing. And it's all the way in to the Lancer end for icing, so we'll be back to the Storm end now. Faceoff will come to the left of Levine. Omaha wins it. Hines has control. Takes a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound loose to Christian Horn. Horn tried a cross-ice pass. Knocked down by Henderson. Rebound on the far side. Angelo brought it in. But the loose puck goes over to Garrett Cecier. Gets it back to Dello. Dello on the far side. Turned it over to Henderson. Henderson to the center. Intercepted by Cecier. Loose puck taken by Cecier. A bouncer left the zone. And it's moved back in by Connor Light. Light moves around Cecier. Behind the net. Light into the far side corner. Cecier knocks him down. Wilkie got it out of the zone. Again, too far in front of Gomez. And now it's turned back by the Lancers. Hines into the zone. Stood up by Dello. Lebowski sends it behind the net. Cecier turned it right back over to Angelo. Angelo up top Nelson. Back to Angelo on the near side half wall. Sticked away by Wilkie. Wilkie batted that pass out of thin air out of the zone. And then went and chased. Hines back in on side for Omaha. To the center. Frigo on the backhand taken down. Penalty upcoming. Frigo was taken down in the center. And a penalty whistle this time to Kevin Kerr. Kerr will go 2 minutes for a trip. 15:40 remaining in the third. Presented by Big O Tires. And Kevin Kerr got his stick in there and knocked down Frigo. Tri-City to the GNC penalty kill. 15:40 remaining in the game. 2 minutes on the penalty to Kevin Kerr. Face off on the near side corner. Scrum form won by the Lancers. Johnson with a shot. Deflection wide. It hit Lang's stick in front. Now on the near side, it's Randolph who lost it to Berger. Berger can't get it out. Kept in by Johnson on the near side wall again. Johnson keeps it in. Got it to the center with a shot. Save made by Johansson, by Levine. And now it's taken by the Lancers. Up top for Pullman with a shot. Deflected wide. Randolph on the near side to the center for Johnson. Now on the far side, Vessel. Vessel with a shot. He scores. Tyler Vessel gets his first goal of the night. The Lancers convert on the power play yet again. And Vessel has his league-leading 23rd USHL goal. 8-3, Lancers. Far down on that one. Nice shot from Vessel. Levine didn't see it until it was past him. And it's 8-3. Tyler Vessel on the goal, is 23rd of the season. Assists go to Steve Johnson, who played really well on the point on that power play. And now it's the Storm with the puck. Curry ahead for McMurphy. Got it into Aldworth. Aldworth on the near side. To Curry with a shot. Save made by Hockey. Rebound bounced over Curry's stick. And it's taken away by the Lancers. It's Hines. Got it past Cecier to Angelo. Makes a move. Shot. From Hines, save made by Levine. Hines with a high-quality opportunity. Now here's Curry. Gets it out of the zone to Aldworth. Aldworth on the near side to the net. Can't get a shot off and a penalty coming. Aldworth was held up and another penalty whistled to the Lancers. Tri-City Storm are 3 out of 4 on the power play tonight. Tri-City 3 out of 4 on the power play here tonight. And they'll have a chance to score once again. Trailing in this one 8-3 to Omaha with 14:15 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Cecier leaves it for Glukowski on the right point. Glukowski back to Cecier in the middle. Settles it down, leaves it for Glukowski with a shot. Save made by Hockey. Rebound on the far side. Cleared out. Nice job by Cecier to get it with a glove and hold it close to being in. Then he got sandwiched by Frigo there. And another Lancer. It's taken in by Forsbacher Carlson, pried free by the Storm. And now it's moved by Glukowski to the near side, where it's Christian Horn. Horn into the zone. Big hit by Cecere. Kept in by L'Esperance. Cecere trying to get into the center. Deflected out. Lukowski now on the near side for Cecere. Cecere to Horn, who's stopped at the line. Taken away by Randolph. Horn hesitated there at the line. L'Esperance keeps it in, though. Takes a shot. Gloved by Hockey. L'Esperance shaking his hand like he may have gotten slashed on that. But L'Esperance there, it was kind of a bouncing puck after he held it in. And he didn't get all of the shot, but he did get it on net. Hockey made the glove save. 8-3 the score, 13-21 remaining in the game. Faceoff to the right of Hockey. Storm of the Century 21 power play for another minute. He won the faceoff forward. Lebowski got taken off the puck, though. And it's moved to the center by the Lancers. And Nelson sends it the length of the ice. Puck went wide, and Angelo was the first player to get there, but Kevin Kerr able to take it away. But lost it back to Angelo. And out of the zone, and the Lancers have control. Foline will send it back in deep. Levine out of the net, leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr moving forward now into the neutral zone. Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie to the center. Wilkie back up top to Kerr. Now Dello on the right point. Dello back to Kerr, the center. Finds Wilkie on the left circle. Wilkie down low for Nolan Abel. Abel with some pressure gets away from a man. To the center, takes a shot. Lebowski had it on the doorstep and couldn't put it in. And now it's Wilkie, gloves it down to himself. Wilkie stops, flips a saucer pass to Dello. Dello on the right circle. Now Kevin Kerr stops, back to Dello. Final seconds of the power play. Wilkie with it on his stick, takes a shot that was blocked. Abel down low to Lebowski. Back at full strength. Lebowski to the center. Abel, save made. Penalty call. Nolan Abel has had chance after chance in this one. And Hayden Hockey, credit him, cutting off the angle coming out of his net. The penalty here to Omaha will be whistled to Austin Pooley. The Storm head back to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to a new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Fans, if you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one that they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. So, Storm Trail 8-3 right now. We're getting the latter stages of the game. 12:05 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. But it's a two-minute power play as Austin Pooley has went off. And Tri-City will head back to the man advantage. L'Esperance, Polganski, Horn, and Cecere Glukowski, the top power play unit, right back on the ice for the Storm. And the faceoff is won by the Lancers. Luca Frigo sends it all the way down. Frigo, a penalty killer for the Lancers, has just had some time to rest as he was just in the box for 2 minutes. Tri-City with it. Cecere brought it out in front. Loose puck on the doorstep. And Glukowski gets taken down. No call coming. As L'Esperance able to work it out of the zone and get it forward. L'Esperance takes a shot as he enters the zone, and Hockey makes the save and holds on. Lukowski got taken down in his own end there. Could have been a call, but the Storm already with a man advantage here for another minute and 34 seconds. Austin Pooley is in the box for the Lancers right now. Face off to the left of Hockey. Is scrum four and move to the near side by L'Esperance to the empty space, and it's out of the zone. Christian Horn backed again. Sends a pass to Glukowski past the red line. Sent into the zone on the near side. Up top, kept in by Cecere. No, it was not. They whistle icing on they whistle offside on Tri-City. 11:22 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. 8-3, the Lancers in the lead. 1:17 remaining in the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Kevin Kerr to Dello on the far side. It's moved into the zone. Dello take a hit. Puck's bouncing around. Lebowski calms it down. Lebowski winds and fires. Save made by Hockey. Rebound is loose. It's out of the zone. Lebowski has to go back to get it. Kevin Kerr will bring it out for the Storm. Now Dello got it on the near side. Wilkie got a piece of it into the zone. Fired on the near side by Hockey. Calmed down by Wilkie. Sends it to Dello on the far side. Dello up to Kerr. Got a lot of space to Wilkie. Tried a one-timer. Fanned on it. Lebowski gets it back to Wilkie. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. To Kerr. Down low. Abel to the center. Intercepted by Nelson. And moved on the far side to the center. Loose puck is taken by the Lancers. And with three forwards in deep for the Storm, it's Tyler Hines who moves back into the Storm end. Dello took it away and got out of the zone. But it's moved back in by Foline with a slap shot saved by Levine. And he hangs on. 13 seconds remaining in the penalty to Austin Pooley in the Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play. They trail 8-3 to the Omaha Lancers. And Storm fans, I'm going to do some research here, but I believe that last season, Tri-City Storm also lost a game to the same Omaha Lancers by a score of 8-3. I believe they did last year. We'll check the research here as play's ongoing on the near side. Curry got it out of his own end as time expires. Pooley out of the box. Aldworth came out rushing for the puck. And Curry able to get it in the near side. To the center, deflected off of Williams. And Lancers have it, but they turn it back over. Here's Curry. Try to get it to Aldworth, deflected away. Here's Lang with a shot. Was blocked. Rebound. Williams banks it back out to neutral ice. Yes, on October 19th of last season at the Viero Event Center, the Lancers defeated the Storm 8-3. So still got 9:30 left in this one, but if it holds the same score that we're at right now, we would have the same score of a game last year. Now, last year, it was a two-game homestand for the Storm against the Lancers. And although they lost 8-3 on Friday night, they came back on Saturday and won their next game. Here in this situation, the Storm plays Sioux Falls tomorrow, but you'd hope for the same bounce-back response as another chance to the center against Levine is knocked away. Big hit on the near side wall as Pullman takes a shot. Rebound behind the net. Looks out in front for Pullman. And keeps it in once again. Around the wall it goes. Down low. It's played by Tate in the far side corner. Taken away by Poganski. Got it out of the zone. And Pullman has it for Omaha. Tucker Pullman off the near side glass. Chase Berger batted it down with a skate. And Henderson able to get it in deep to the Storm end. Levine fired it around the far side, and Poganski, nice outlet to Mayer. Mayer with some speed on the far side. Takes a shot, deflected away by the blocker of the goaltender Hockey. Hines to the center for Henderson. Got it in onside. Got it to the near side now as it's taken away by Lang. Lang with speed, down low, got it for Horn. Lang steps up, gets it out of the zone. Henderson, though, is there's two Storm players colliding, Mayer and Lang. Here comes the Lancers. A shot from Henderson. Save made by Levine. Bouncing rebound. Dangerous there. As Lesperance gets it forward to Gomez. Nice pass for Horn. 3-on-2 for the Storm. Chance in front. Lesperance whiffed on a shot. And the rebound comes out. Here comes the Lancers the other way. Omaha with it. It's Hines into the zone. Takes a shot. Save Levine. And he hangs on to stop play. Nice save by Hayden Levine. Tri-City had the rush, then the Lancers went the other way. And a stoppage comes with 7:40 remaining here in the third period. In addition to high-quality Big O brand tires, Big O carries a broad selection of competitively priced tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and others. And at Big O Tires, there's never long waits. With our express lane service, we can usually mount and balance your tires in 30 minutes. Or less. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 8-3, the score in favor of the Omaha Lancers. Been a rough return to action here for Tri-City after a 12-day break. And as it's been 8 goals scored by Omaha. Tri-City has 3 goals in this one, 2 from Christian Horn and 1 from Austin Poganski. Face-off to the right of Levine is won by the Lancers. Johnson with it on the point. Banked it down low. Randolph. Now on the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side got it to Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone. Took a hit from Foline. Puck's loose. Picked up by Johnson. Nice job by Lebowski. Freeing it up for Abel. Try to center it. Was knocked away. And now Foline has it at the top of the zone. Got deflected off Randolph's skate. Back to Cecere. Brought in by Huff. Huff with a shot. Rebound is behind the net. Don't know if it hit the post or not, but it did go over the net eventually. It may have hit Levine. It may have hit the post. And now Lebowski is going to get called for a penalty as he took down Foline. Lebowski with a hit from behind, I believe. He'll be headed to the box for 2 minutes. It's an Omaha Lancers power play. 7:02 remaining in the game. It's another GNC penalty kill for the Storm. The Lancers are headed to their 8th power play of the night. The Lancers scoring has them down at 4-for-7. I believe they are 5-of-7. They're missing one. But nevertheless, this is definitely their 8th power play opportunity. 10-minute misconduct added on to Lebowski. Tough call on Lebowski, but a hit from behind. The officials trying to keep things less physical here late in the game. And Aldworth goes over to serve the 2 minutes. Lancers on the power play here with Pullman at the top. Switches sides with Johnson on the left side now. Drops it off for Vessel. Vessel looks to the center. Back to Randolph. Randolph. Now Johnson in the left circle with a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound loose in the crease. Still loose, and they blow the whistle. As Levine did end up with his glove on it. 6:39 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 8-3 and on the GNC penalty kill for another minute 38. Here in Omaha, the Lancers. These two teams will have 2 more meetings coming up in the next couple weeks. They'll be done with this season series in January. Pretty rare occurrence that'll happen that way, but that's the case here as they bring it back in. It's Tate to the center and a save by Levine. Rebound on the near side. Is fought for a big hit on the near side there by Glukowski. Still fought for now in the near side corner. Berger comes away and sends it the length of the ice. Into the far side corner. Trickles over to Hockey. And Foline will play it for the Lancers. 6 minutes remaining. The Big O Tires third period, 8-3 the score. Lancers in control. Omaha with it on the far side. Up top, Nelson with a shot. Whistles wide of the net. Rebound is played on the near side half wall, and it's sent out by Cecere. 45 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Both teams go on changes. Mayer stumbles off the bench. But now back on his feet. Goes in deep on a forecheck. Vessel through neutral ice. Taken away. Mayer's got it. Mayer tried to leave it for Berger there. And it was chipped back into the Omaha end. Johnson played it on the far side. Pullman. And Tucker Pullman makes a move around Mayer. And into the zone he goes. Pullman to the corner. Leaves it for Randolph. Nice job by Mayer to tie him up. But the picked up puck by Vessel. And a shot was saved by Levine with the right pad. Now it's Vessel again. Vessel on the right circle. Already with a goal and a few assists here tonight. Final seconds of the penalty kill. Storm have killed it off. Aldworth out of the box. Kept in by Huff. Aldworth takes it away. Aldworth on the far side. Trying to get to the center and is knocked away by Johnson. Aldworth on the back wall. Takes a hit. Loses the puck. And now it's Gage Huff who's stopped by Wilkie. As Wilkie's onto the ice. It's back to Johnson. We're into the Diamond Vogel. Final 5 here in this one. An 8-3 lead by the Lancers. Abel couldn't move into the zone as Horn was still in offside, so they had to tag up. Now the puck's down deep for Levine. He leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Around the far side wall to Christian Horn. Horn Got it forward there to Abel. Now Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie back to Abel. Pass was deflected, and it's taken out of the zone by the Lancers. Nelson leading the rush. The defenseman leaves it for Hines. Knocked away from the puck by Abel. Abel, nice pass to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie with a shot. Save made by Hockey, and Wilkie takes a hit and a penalty upcoming. Connor Light hit Wilkie, and we may see a Storm power play here. Wilkie had already taken that shot, kind of a late hit. And we'll see what they call. Wilkie back on his feet, smarting a bit, and Connor Light will head to the box. So it'll be another power play for Tri-City. They're 3 of 6 on the man advantage here tonight. Game is all but in the hands of Omaha. They have a 5-goal lead, 8-3, with 4 minutes remaining. Storm on the Century 21 power play once again. Connor Light in the box for the Lancers. And faceoff is moved around the near side to this to the top of the zone, and Cecere had it but lost it out of the zone. And he moved it back in offside. Just that kind of night for Tri-City. Things not going their way. They trail 8-3. 3:55 remaining in the third. Faceoff won by the Storm. Cecere over to Glukowski. Sent it in deep. Banked off the wall to the center for Hockey. Wrapped around the wall, and stoppage in play, as I think the puck may have came out over the glass and then went back in. So they'll do the faceoff in the Lancers' end and restart play with 3:43 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. 8-3, the score. Faceoff in the Lancers' end. Won by the Storm. Cecere now at the left point. Over to Glukowski. Now Christian Horn. Back to Cecere to one-timer and a save made. Rebound is loose. And the puck went into the netting out of play. Stoppages whistle with 3:34 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Face off with 1:33 left in the power play for the Storm. In the Omaha end, Allworth sinks a power play time. He goes down behind the net, probably trying to look to draw a call there, not getting one. As there's 3:20 remaining in the game. 1:15 left in the Storm power play. Dello to neutralize, and a miscue there as try to find Wilkie. It deflects off Wilkie's stick and into the Lancers bench. Stopping play with 3:13 remaining in the game. Storm are back in action tomorrow night, 7:05 start. With the Sioux Falls Stampede, it'll be the second meeting of the season between those two teams. Stampede handed the Storm their most lopsided loss to date the last time they met, but that may be eclipsed here, as the Storm trail 8-3 in this one. A little bit of sloppy play out of the Storm end with the power play, and they lose the puck in neutral ice. Gage Huff to the net. Stopped by Dello. Rebound loose. Save made by Levine, and he hangs on. Dangerous play there as Williams was lurking for the Lancers. 44 seconds are remaining in the Connor Light penalty for Omaha. Light, by the way, went to the box for boarding. Loboski's penalty, a checking from behind, a 2 and a 10. Misconduct given. So not an ejection from the game, but a misconduct with under 10 minutes remaining. So he's done for the night. Berger able to shoot it into the Omaha end and goes to get his own rebound. Takes a hit, leaves it for Curry, seeing some power play time here. Back to Berger. Berger to Curry in the corner. Curry behind the net. Curry on the far side with Pooley on him. It's moved free to Berger. Berger behind the net. Looking in front, shoots, and it's over the net. Rebound. Bouncing around, taken by the Lancers. Berger Held up Tate there. No call. As it moves into the Storm end, Drew Mayer goes back to get it. We're back at even strength. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. 8-3. Lancers lead. Cecere has it in neutral ice. Sends it in deep for the Storm. He'll go off on a change as Drew Mayer goes to get the loose puck. Mayer hit hard on the far side as Curry able to move it up the wall to Dello. Dello to the center for Lang, who puts it in deep for Patrick Curry. Curry battles in the corner, taken by McMurphy with a shot that's deflected wide. Rebound to Curry in the far side. Collision with Henderson there as the puck scrum four on the far side wall, taken by the Lancers. Matt Nelson on the near side, Tyler Hines. Hines through neutral ice, weaving through some Storm players. Sends it back to his own end, now gets it forward to Frigo. Luca Frigo on the near side, stops on the goal line. Centering pass was blocked away. Rebound back to Frigo in the near side corner. Lang on him. It's taken away, and now back to the Lancers, though. Final minute in the game here as Austin Pooley takes a shot that's blocked by Dello. Dello left it behind the net for Lang. Lang, move it to the far side of Dello and back to Lang. Final minute of this one. Storm in their own end here. We'll take a loss in this game. Lancers with a large lead here. It's Aldworth into the zone now. Takes a shot. Save made by the blocker. Rebound. Another save there. Aiden Hockey with a phenomenal save. Somehow kept that puck out. Aldworth looked like he was going to for sure find a rebound there in the crease. And Hockey able to keep it out. Played back into the Storm end. Now 15 seconds left to go. It's Kevin Kerr. Gets it out of the zone. It's shot right back in. Levine out of his net to play it on the near side. Sticked away. Kevin Kerr to Cecere, and that'll do it. And another shot here. As time expires, Levine will get one more save as a good setup in front to Huff. But the final score here, 8-3. Omaha comes back from break, makes a statement here at the Ralston Arena. Number one team in the USHL. Take this one 8-3 over Tri-City. For the sixth time of the season, Lancers have defeated the Storm. We'll take a break and get all the recap from this one on the Old Chicago Postgame Show in just a few moments, right here on The Breeze, 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit five toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza,
Papa John's.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area.
And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
You have to go back to 2012 for the last time the Storm lost 8-3. And that game occurred on October 19th to the Omaha Lancers. Here tonight, Storm lose 8-3 to the Omaha Lancers. The only difference was the venue. Last year, it was at the Vero Event Center back on October 19th. But the Storm came out and got a 2-1 win the next night back last year. This year, we'll see what happens tomorrow when the Storm take on the Sioux Falls Stampede. But here tonight, a final score of 8-3. Omaha outshoots the Storm 34-20. Tri-City only registers 20 shots on net. Scored three times, all three power play goals. The goals scored, two of them by Christian Horn, the other to Austin Poganski. Horn had an assist on that goal, so 3 points on the night for Christian Horn. And Joel Esperance with two assists. Nolan Glukowski as well with two assists. A lot of penalties in this game. There were a total of 8 power play goals. In this one, Omaha had 5, Tri-City had 3. And just a whole host of different opportunities, and the Lancers end up with the 8-3 win. Obviously a rough night for the goaltender Hayden Levine. The key here is to try to put this one to bed and move on as quickly as possible. And reality is the loss counts the same as if the Storm had lost 2-1 or 3-2 or 5-4 or any other loss. It's a loss is a loss, and I think that's kind of what you'll hear from Jim Holton here, as we'll talk to him in the postgame show. But Lancers had a 4-1 lead at the end of one, then a 7-2 lead at the end of two. Each team scored once in the third period as Hayden Hockey picks up the win, his 8th win in 9 starts. For the Lancers, makes 17 saves on 20 shots. Levine takes the loss, allowing 8 goals on 34 shots. So a tough night for the Storm all around here on the scoreboard. And they're going to try to pick things back up tomorrow and start with a new slate against the Sioux Falls Stampede. That's your Sadler Implement game recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll now welcome in the head coach of the Tri-City Storm here in the Old Chicago postgame show, Jim Holton, joining us. And Coach, once again, not the way you drew this one up. Seemed like, and this is from my opinion, for the first couple minutes, you seemed like you guys were playing the systems that you wanted, but then after some good offensive possessions and some good movement in the zone, it came back down the other way, and they were able to put one in the net, and so you weren't really getting the results from how hard the team was working, and then things kind of unraveled after that.
Yeah, safe to say it was a very strange game on a number of fronts. You're right. I liked our start, our first 4 or 5 minutes. I thought we got off to exactly what we needed to do. They come down and bury one, and this team has had a lot of trouble prior to my arrival and since my arrival of overcoming adversity of a goal. And they have to understand there's all kinds of hockey left, and it's a goofy night. Your first game back from a long break, you never know what the heck's going to happen both ways. And it just did. It unraveled from there. And right from Hayden, I thought Hayden fought the puck tonight. I'm not pinning it on him, but I thought he fought it. And when you're on the road against the first-place team, you need your goalie to hold the fort here in the first period. And, you know, to me, the turning point was we score on the power play to get it to 2-1. We need to just calm things down there. Went out the next shift, took a penalty, and it's back in our net 3-1, and we were chasing ever since.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I did feel like when you score to make it 2-1, there was some life there on the bench, and seemed like one of the lines that really worked well early on in the game, Abel Wilkie and Lebowski, seemed like they were really moving the puck well, getting some opportunities, and Abel especially had a whole host of opportunities, just couldn't find the back of the net.
Yeah, but very encouraging. I thought those three were terrific all night, right from start to finish, and they played with a lot of skill and a lot of jump, and that's a good sign for our team moving forward. Those are three young guys that think offensively, and we need them to step up. And so that was a big positive out of our game. I mean, as was our power play, but boy, oh boy, there's, I guess safe to say it's just a strange game. There's no sense going into poking, pointing fingers and poking holes and everything.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to mention was power play. You score three goals on the power play, something that you don't do often, no matter how your power play is. And obviously, you know, it's a big loss in as far as on the scoreboard goes, but you get the three power play goals, and that's encouraging for your unit as well.
Well, it is. I mean, when you're down 4-1 after the first, you know that the mountain's pretty steep to climb, but we just kept talking to them about trying to find our game. You know, let's set ourselves up for tomorrow night. And so the power play did do a good job there, and we have to build on the positives right now. This game's over. We can't go back and replay it as much as we'd like to, but we have to make sure that we don't drag our tails into tomorrow night's game. We have to just leave this when we leave the rink tonight and get prepared for tomorrow night.
Something you probably don't know, the Storm a year ago lost to the Omaha Lancers 8-3, but they bounced back the next night and won the game 2-1. They were facing Omaha the next night, so it was a little bit of a revenge against the same team. Here you'll have to face a different team, but I think same kind of thing, and some of the guys who were there last year will remember the game that they played last year on home ice where they were able to turn things around in 24 hours, play a solid defensive effort, and get a win. So I'm sure that's kind of a – I'm sure you're preaching to them, hey, this game's over. We got to move to the next game.
Well, you have to. There's too many games to dwell on it. You know, you can't go back on this one. I mean, we got embarrassed. It's no fun to come into a rink and beat 8-3, irregardless of why it happened. So you appeal to their pride, you appeal to passion, all the intangibles that make good hockey players and good teams. And, you know, this is another evaluation point. We'll see what they come out with tomorrow night. But, you know, I like our makeup in our room, and I think our leadership will step to the forefront and make sure we're ready tomorrow.
And probably want to stay out of the box, too.
Yeah, we took a number of foolish penalties. Yeah, I won't use the dumb word, but foolish, unnecessary penalties. And you know what? To me, that's a focus issue. And again, when you take 12 days off, that tends to happen. You know, they won 8-3, but there's aspects of their game they're not happy with either from a focus standpoint. So it tends to happen. So, but we've got to quickly get back into the mold because unlike Omaha, we don't have a cushion. We have to start making ground up. And I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but yeah, we have to learn our lessons and apply them quickly, or else we're going to get out of this in a hurry.
All right, that's Jim Holton joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Coach, we thank you for joining us both before and after the game. We'll talk to you before tomorrow night's game.
Thanks, Jared.
We'll take a quick break here on The Breeze and come back to wrap things up here on 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back at the Ralston Arena, Jared Schaffrin with you on the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Time for the New West Sports Medicine three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three stars of the game. Third star for the Storm, Christian Horn. Two goals and an assist factored into all three Storm goals. He now has 8 goals and 10 assists on the season for 18 points in 20 games. Honorable mention over to Joel Esperance, who's picked up 2 assists in this game as well. Esperance now 27 points in 27 games. So those are two Storm players really carrying themselves offensively. Second star of the game goes to Tyler Vessel. Vessel was our behind enemy lines player to watch here tonight, and boy, was he good. A goal and 4 assists for a 5-point night here for the Lancers. Vessel was in on a lot of the goals in an 8-3 win. And the number one star, Jake Randolph. Randolph scored the first goal of the game 3 minutes and 30 seconds in, and his team never trailed after that. He also had a power play goal late in the second period. And in total, Randolph picked up 3 assists. So 2 goals, 3 assists, a 5-point night for Randolph, 5-point night for Vessel, and an 8-goal night for the Lancers. They win 8-3. Tough to name a grinder of the night when you lose 8-3, but we'll name one. Presented by the Dent Popper, much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 8-3. But the grinder of the night here goes to Nolan Abel. Abel with a really positive game. Didn't get on the scoreboard, but had a lot of opportunities and really made things happen centering Lebosky and Wilkie here tonight. The two of them on the wings really helping out Abel, getting him chances in front. And he'll get his soon enough because he's a very talented player who worked hard here tonight in a tough loss for the Tri-City Storm. Congratulations to Nolan Abel, your Dent Popper grinder of the night. One quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard here before we sign off. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Scores from around the USHL. Indiana defeats Youngstown 4-0. Sioux City on top of Lincoln 4-2 with 16 minutes left to go. That game hasn't been updated in a little while. I'm not sure if that's a final or what. But Sioux City on top 4-2. Again, check pointstreak.com for all the updates. Or go to USHL.com. Waterloo defeats Chicago. Cedar Rapids on top of Des Moines, 5-4. Waterloo over Chicago, 2-1. And Dubuque and Green Bay tied 5-5 with 10 minutes to go. Pretty wild game there in Dubuque, 5-5. Must be a lot of cowbells going off at the Mystique Community Ice Center. Fighting Saints tied 5-5 with the Green Bay Gamblers, 10 minutes to go in the third period. We'll be back with you tomorrow night from the Viero Event Center when the Tri-City Storm take on the Sioux Falls Stampede. They'll have Toy Story Night at the Viero Event Center. A lot of the characters on hand, Woody, Buzz, and Jesse, will be there for you to greet at the Viero Event Center. Puck drops at 7:05. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.